601 HOPE, sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc., and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
Dire reports on climate change.
Warming and sea level rise would be expected to continue for centuries.
And Iraq.
Intelligence says the U.S. doesn't have much control there.
And those Super Bowl ads. Madison Avenue tradition.
Imagine if Carter could play football.
Meets the YouTube generation. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It makes for grim reading. The long-awaited international report on climate change has been released, concluding it is very likely humans are the cause of global warming.
If we keep emitting greenhouse gases at current rates, we'll see bigger changes in this current century than we did in the last century.
Dr. Susan Solomon, the co-chair of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in Paris, for release of the report, which makes dire predictions, even if pollution was somehow wiped out today. More from CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips.
The planet is heating up and will continue to do so. The polar ice caps have been shrinking and will continue to, and sea levels will rise. Droughts will deepen, deserts will spread, causing crops to fail.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. The Bush administration this morning praises the strong language in this bleak report, but there's no sign of any change in the president's climate change policy, including opposition to mandatory caps on greenhouse gases. Much of the science of global warming is done by American experts like Chester Koblinski at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
People are asking, how certain are we about this information? We're very certain about the amount of carbon that's going into the atmosphere. We're very certain that the temperature is increasing.
As is the debate on global warming, Nick.
A London newspaper says there's evidence the conservative American Enterprise Institute is trying to influence the analysis of the report. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
As 2,000 of the world's leading scientists issue their bluntest warning yet about the scale of global warming, Britain's Guardian newspaper is skeptical about the skeptics. It claims a think tank partly funded by oil giant ExxonMobil is offering to pay scientists $10,000 for writing articles casting doubt on the UN report.
In Iraq, the U.S. military is probing reports that an American chopper has been shot down north of Baghdad. Witnesses say one or two helicopters may be down. In today's fighting, U.S. commanders say 18 insurgents have been killed in the city of Ramadi, and another U.S. soldier has died, this time in a vehicle crash. So how's the war going? From bad to worse, says a published report. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Dan Ravid with the story.
The Washington Post says the national intelligence estimate just given to President Bush finds the U.S. has little control over events, expresses uncertainty about Iraq's government, and adds Iraqi-on-Iraqi violence is more dangerous than al-Qaeda. But General George Casey, now moved out of Iraq to be Army Chief of Staff, told senators he doesn't agree the war is a slow failure.
I actually see it as slow progress.
The Congressional Budget Office says sending 21,000 more troops to Iraq isn't the full picture. It says another 28,000 support troops will be involved. If that lasts 4 months, it'll cost $13 billion. Live in Washington, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
A $2.10 an hour hike in the minimum wage has won a green light from the Senate. Right now, Peggy Fraley of Wichita earns the current minimum of $5.15 an hour, so she's looking forward to a raise.
I just barely get one bill paid in order to not be turned off, you know, and then I try to catch the next bill, the next paycheck, because we only together must make $800-$900 a month.
Well, first, the Senate and House versions of the bill have to be reconciled. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
Both raised the minimum wage from $5.15 to $7.25 in stages over 2 years. But the Senate bill has $8 billion in tax breaks for small businesses, which complain they can't afford a raise for their lowest paid workers. House Democrats are adamant those tax breaks have to come out. That's what the negotiations will be about.
Violent thunderstorms have ripped across central Florida.
The closet door caved in on me, and then the roof was gone.
Authorities have confirmed two people have been killed in Lake County, and an unknown number of people have been injured, and officials say a tornado was responsible. A nasty scene on the Mississippi River, 12 miles downriver from Vicksburg, Mississippi, where a barge carrying crude oil is on fire after hitting a railroad bridge. Reporter Emily Wood is with CBS affiliate WJTV.
It looks like the Mississippi River itself was just completely engulfed in flames, and crew members out here said the flames got so high they were literally just below the bridge.
An 18-mile stretch of the river has been closed. It's 4 past the hour.
A message from the wireless phone industry.
When driving a car, we all deal with distractions. Your wireless phone shouldn't be one of them. Ask yourself, is this call necessary? Keep calls short and always use a hands-free device. Remember.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Yeah, it's cold out there this morning. Record cold.
16 degrees below zero was the temperature at 3 o'clock this morning, and that tied an all-time record. The last time we got this cold was actually in 1996.
Another Friday and another morning of driving in the snow. Roads around the metro area pretty icy this morning after this latest quick-moving storm dumped more than 4 inches of snow on many areas. Up in the foothills, about 6 inches. Westbound I-70 remains closed at Downeyville between Idaho Springs and Georgetown due to an overturned semi that spilled fuel. CDOT says that stretch of the roadway could stay closed till noon today. Attorneys have 1 month to file arguments for or against releasing information considered by a grand jury that investigated alleged environmental crimes at Rocky Flats. U.S. District Judge Richard May set the deadline, saying he wants to release as much information as the law allows. The panel recommended indictments over alleged crimes there. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and happy Friday, but get ready for a tough drive. Stop-and-go traffic across the city, several nasty problems in and out of town. People really going too fast for the conditions. We have a major problem southbound 225 in Aurora, a couple of wrecks, but a pretty bad rollover. South of Parker has traffic just jammed for at least a mile. Two cars in the backup got together behind it. South of Iliff, only your far left lane is getting by here, and we have Parker Road, a solid jam as well. Westbound C-470 at Broadway affected. Northbound 25 at Santa Fe, we've had a wreck there. Out in the high country, westbound I-70 has been shut down from an early morning tanker rollover. Fuel spill now. It's closed at Downeyville. Looks like it could be shut down until midday or later. The Loveland Pass closed at US 6 as well due to the adverse road conditions. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning clouds and flurries, but bitter cold, high of 9.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Energy Hog to Team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
It just shouldn't be fun, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs.
You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Another one.
Switch to TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or your local retailer. Audit defense fees apply.
The Osgood File, February 2nd, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Morning, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny today, but what difference does it make? The high is only going to be 16. It is cold right now. Oh, is it cold? It was like 7 degrees. No, it was like 6 or 7 degrees below this morning when I was coming to work.
When I got up and looked at the outside thermometer, you know, I got a digital indoor-outdoor, minus 20. The dogs,
minus 16 at my place.
My dogs normally, they're by the doggy door when they hear me get up. You know, they want to go out and relieve themselves. And they're laying on the couch going, we'll hold it.
Yeah. I have only one word for the mayor.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout. And that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. 1-800-981-4. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 biggest mistakes investors make and how to avoid them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No, but you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
5 to 48,000.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
that's right, because they need, like,
well, sure.
It's a 2-to-1 margin almost.
And people are going to call up and they're going to say, but, you know, these are support troops and they're not in any kind of danger. Well, yeah, these are the folks who guard the oil shipments when they're delivered to the front lines. These are the folks that do all of the support measures on the front lines. And as we've learned from what goes on in Iraq, nobody there is safe under any circumstances unless you're in the heavily barricaded green zone.
Yeah, like Jessica Lynch and those people.
Well, Jessica Lynch is a real good example.
Yeah.
Look, she got injured and she wasn't a primary combat person because women are not allowed to have direct contact with the enemy.
Yeah.
So the end result is that once again, the Chimpmeister doesn't tell us the truth. I shouldn't have said that. That's calling names. But, you know, he doesn't. He can't tell us the truth. The guy can't tell. What is wrong with him that he can't tell us the truth?
He's been lying for so long, it's become second nature.
See, look, we all exaggerate stuff.
Yeah.
That's human nature.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to make yourself look a little better than
but
you are.
But how do these guys, and mark this under the same category that I've said before about, I'm not the world's smartest talk show host because I keep saying this on the air all the time. I don't understand. How can you get up there and lie every single frickin' time you open your mouth and sleep at night? How do you do that? How do you justify that kind of activity?
It's easy if you're a sociopath.
Well, I mean, if does money do that? I don't want money that bad.
I don't know if it's the money or it's just he's so certain. He's always been so certain of everything he says that.
Yeah, but that doesn't
He might be guided by God. I'm guided by voices. But how do you get up there every day and lie? How does that work? How does that work?
I don't know.
You know, I always thought that the only people who lied every day were management.
And oil company executives.
But I guess I'm wrong. You know, when Mr. Bush is out of office, maybe he should consider a job in broadcasting as a upper management person. No, actually, the management here is very good, but that doesn't count for some of the other places I've worked.
Oh,
Hello,
God.
Chicago. Is anybody out there listening?
Don't we know that.
Okay. 190 North State Street. It's 619, 19 after 6. Anybody up this morning? It's Friday morning. It's open phones. You can talk about the troop surge story, which is an absolute scandal. You can talk about the global warming story, which is an absolute scandal. Or you can call 303-713-7600, and I got four lines. We have four lines open. And you can invent a scandal of your own.
There we go.
You know, this is Scandalous Friday. Invent a scandal of your own.
Involving John Hickenlooper, a snowplow.
Yeah. And if you don't like the scandal, make up one of your own. Let's call the mayor's office and ask him if he'd like to drive I-25 or University Avenue this morning and see what he...
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
For a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is.
Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
The good people at Landstar Logistics remind you can be the life of the party, and it's really easy to do. First, you volunteer to drive. Then you volunteer not to drink. Simple steps that ensure a safe trip for you, your passengers, and other motorists. It's the best insurance policy you can get. So be the life of the party. Be a designated driver. An important message from Landstar Logistics in Littleton. Landstar Logistics, wishing you a safe Super Bowl weekend.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy 4 Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welch's 100% grape juice has powerful antioxidants. One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 100%. 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink Welch's 100% grape juice.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
That's the truth this morning.
You're willing to sacrifice.
6:24, 24 minutes after 6.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
It doesn't matter, you know, and remember your Nazi history from Joseph Goebbels. The bigger the lie, the easier it is to sell. So
I'm just amazed by it. And you know what I'm amazed by? How does he think, in any way, shape, or form, that he's ever going to escape this? Like, people are not going to remember. People are not going to question. People are not, I mean, this is not going to be in the history books. People are not going to, I mean, how does he?
Well, he's just, you know, he's gotten away with this stuff all the time. I mean, look at his, quote, National Guard service, unquote. I mean, he's obviously lied about that. He didn't overtly lie about his cocaine use, but he said, when I was young, I was young. You know, he didn't deny it. He's gotten, his whole life has been one big, you know, I can just talk my way into anything. There have never been any repercussions for this man for anything he has ever said. And it hasn't happened, unfortunately, it has never happened with the American public either up until this last fall election. Unfortunately, you know, hopefully it would have happened in 2004 that people would have caught on to it. But Americans are notorious for not being overtly bright about some things, like H.L. Mencken said, nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people.
Well, I think that's kind of cynical. I think one of the problems is the media has not done its job. The other problem is...
Well, that is true.
And the other problem is that people... I say this routinely all the time, that look around at people's lives. You know, they're so busy, and...
Trying to keep their head above water.
Yeah, and they hear...
These Republicans have taken over.
Right, and they hear sound bites, and they don't focus in, and so he's, I guess, able to get away with this stuff. And
the media has not held him accountable, and people don't take the time to really delve into the issues. If they did, they would realize how bad this guy truly, truly is. But, and money is at the root of a lot of it. I mean, this guy, obviously, this administration, the word cronyism doesn't even begin to describe what they do.
Oh, yeah.
And this connects exactly to what you guys were talking about as far as the global warming goes. These guys want their money, okay? And they will do anything, create any kind of propaganda to keep getting their money. You know, and if that means ExxonMobil and buying scientists off, because, you know, this is one of the things that drives me nuts about the conservatives, is there is no debate on global warming. There is no debate. If you took the number of scientists who believe that global warming is caused by human action and the number of scientists who believe that it's part of a natural cycle, the ones that believe that are, you know, that it's a natural cycle, most of which are on ExxonMobil's payroll, are outnumbered like 1,000 to 1.
Why not?
It's just ridiculous. There is no debate. There's just the conservatives putting up what they want you to believe. That's all it is.
Well, because it's easier sometimes to live in denial. I think the best example of that, the best example of living in denial, look at California. Look at Southern California. Look at people who live along the San Andreas Fault.
Oh, I know.
They have buildings there that should not be built. They've got stuff going on there that shouldn't be done. They live in denial. It doesn't make any difference how many bad earthquakes they've had. They'll keep doing it. And in the end, one of these days, you know, the big one is really going to hit, and a lot of people are going to lose their lives, and there's going to be a huge scandal, and there'll be all kinds of, uncovering of building code violations and problems. But they sit there every single day, and they live in denial. And sometimes it's easier to live in denial than it is to look at things the way they really are and then try to fix them. Kurt, thank you, man.
That's true. Be okay. Stay warm.
Yeah, you too, brother.
Bye.
All right. We got time to squeeze one more in? All right, we'll do Gina now then. John's crabby this morning. John Turk, because he's cold.
Oh, I just wanted to add.
This is the kind of weather where you go home, and this is the kind of weather where if you're home, you chop your furniture up and start burning that in the fireplace just to cut down on your XL energy bill.
Yeah, you're talking about earthquakes. Same thing's true if people live in hurricane zones. You know,
I lived in a hurricane zone.
Yeah, and the homes get destroyed, and they just rebuild them right there, the same place that they did before.
But you know what that boils down to? That kind of boils down to the kind of thing of, well, I'm not going to give in. It's like, this is my land, this is where I live, this is my home, you're not going to chase me off. Don't you think?
Yeah, but...
I mean, what's everybody supposed to do? Like, flee? So we empty out New Orleans? Everybody, well, it's emptied out anyway, but I mean, you empty it out and everybody leaves? And we just abandon it? No, you look for better technology and better systems to protect yourself.
Yeah, but there's some places that weren't meant to be built on.
Well, okay, those people who have these high-rises out in the, you know, landfills and the Keys type things out on the Florida coast, those guys living like on the 19th or 20th floor with big bulging biceps, a tan, and a Ferrari, yeah, they're going to get wiped out. No question about
that. And they're not going to be missed.
Well, I don't know. Every human life counts, no matter how obnoxious it is. Could you pass the suntan lotion? 6:32. It's 32 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina. We'll get back to more of your calls. Gina.
All right, Jay. No big surprise that the weather conditions are making for a treacherous commute. You want to slow it down, really take it easy. We're having a lot of car engine troubles as well. Another car fire westbound I-70 at Youngfield. That's just west of Ward Road. Had the interstate temporarily shut down till they get that pulled, till they get that fire put out. Northbound 225 approaching Parker. Have a new one there. Looks like southbound I-25 shaking loose from that earlier rollover. We also have problems eastbound Boulder Turnpike before Cherryvale. Highway 93 at 82nd Avenue and up in the high country. Got to keep reminding you that if you were planning to head up to hit the slopes, westbound I-70 is closed at Downeyville. That's for a cleanup of a fuel spill. Looks like it could be shut down until midday or later. Weather outlook today, morning clouds and flurries, high of 9 degrees. Right now, overcast, minus 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Introducing Sylvan Homework Help. Now your child can come to Sylvan for expert assistance with school assignments. See how Sylvan Homework Help...
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to curioustheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
60 Progressive Talk. Check this out. I love this. Because I had an Italian Greyhound. Mary and I had an Italian Greyhound once by the name of Papito. He was a great dog. The Italian Greyhound is the smallest of the family of gaze hounds, which are dogs that hunt by sight. Now, I got a Minpin. That's a part Italian Greyhound, and he does. Jackson's got excellent sight. But Coco, my Welsh Corgi's got good sight, too. But they say sight hounds, man, they'll just go. And because they just stay focused on the landscape. But they're extremely difficult dogs, Italian Greyhounds, but they're great dogs. Look, you know what? The reason I'm talking about dogs is because, as I always do, I talk about Purina. If you love your animal, feed your animal something good. Feed it Purina. Wouldn't it be great to know that you had a perfectly balanced meal every day? Well, your dog can with Purina One. Look for healthy ingredients like protein from real chicken, lamb, turkey, beef, or salmon, vegetables, hearty grains, healthy oils, and yogurt. And your dog won't get any fillers or artificial flavors. Each balanced formula has a taste that dogs love. Coco and Jackson love it, I'll tell you. This healthy balance of ingredients made a difference in our dogs. See what it does for yours. Ready to give Purina One a try? Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One and see the healthy difference real ingredients can make in your pet. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today. And for our friends in the military, Purina One dog and cat products can be found at your local military commissary.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Man, it is cold out there. Bundle up. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Good morning. Mostly sunny. High today, 16. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Bill Springsteen. And Jay Marvin with you. I got one line open at 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. And Mark in Denver was there, and he wanted to say that he didn't believe in global warming, but he hung up. What a shame. I wanted him to cite some sources that show that global warming doesn't exist, even though all these scientists and 90% of the scientific community believes that it's true, and even the White House is talking about climate change, although Bush won't do anything about it, of course. Let's go to John in Longmont. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. Slow drive out here.
Yeah, man, and it's going to be slow.
Yeah. On your question about why would he lie every time and how could he and all of that, I used to work for a guy who was a psychopath. And if you look up the definition of a psychopath is the kind of person who tell you to your face, you're great, blah, 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 and then lie about everything he's going to do for you, lie about everything that you're going to get, cheat and steal, basically, at every turn. And they have no remorse and no empathy for the people that they cheat. That's one thing.
All right. I don't want to call George W. Bush. I don't want to call him names. I don't want to. All right, but let me ask you. Do you think he's mentally ill?
Yes, I do. But then I wanted to say something else because I didn't get it in last time.
Sure.
If you look at I watched all the Star Trek things, and Deep Space Nine, they had a lot on the Ferengi in there.
Oh, yeah, I remember the Ferengi.
One of our senators had compared them to a Star Trek character. I think it was Klingon. But the real comparison, if you look at the Republican agenda and you look at what the Ferengi believed in and what their legal system was, you'll find extremely close similarities. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was all capitalist-based.
It's all profit. Everything that must be done is all for profit. If there's not profit in it, they'll actually execute you for doing things that are not for profit.
Armin Shimerman played Quark.
Right.
Wow, I mean, there are people running around out there who believe totally in the marketplace as the regulator.
Yeah.
And I always ask them, okay, if that's the case, show me a society where that's ever worked.
Right.
Even Adam Smith, the father of capitalism, said, this is not a good idea if it's totally unregulated. He even said there should be some government regulation involved.
Right. And if you look at what they say, let's privatize everything, and that's exactly what the Ferengi said to do. For everything. Everything had to be privatized. And no social system, heaven forbid there would ever be anything that would be a social network of safety net or anything like that, because everyone should pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. And it was all said within Deep Space Nine, and it's like they watched that and said, oh, that's a great system. We'll just put our platform as that. And it's just amazing, the similarities. And I started watching Deep Space Nine, and they had a lot on the Ferengi in that, at the time George Bush came in office. And as he gave his speeches and as they put out their platforms, I was like, holy smoke, look at this. Look at the comparisons between what they're proposing and what the Ferengi believed in that program. And it was just amazing.
Have you noticed that the guy that played Dr. Bashir is now playing the terrorist on 24?
I'm not watching that, so I hadn't noticed.
It's kind of jarring.
they're just bizarre people, and you can give any number of examples of their weirdness. There was a story yesterday in the paper, and it's been out there for a couple of days. Look at Mary Cheney, who's going to have a baby. So she makes the statement, well, the baby's not a prop, and this is not a debate, and blah, 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 and I'd like in the worst way to say to her, okay, I agree with what you're saying. I agree with you 100%, but could you answer me a question? Why did your father and your mother go around in 2004 and also in 2000 and make this an issue and politicize it, and you sat there and you said nothing about it both times, and now when you're pregnant, okay, and your significant other is a woman, and you're in a same-sex relationship, you come to us in the public, and you come to the media, and you say drop it, and Cheney gets on Wolf Blitzer and refuses to answer the question? Well, hey, excuse us, but guess what? You know what? We didn't bring it up. We didn't start it. We never got into it. We would have rather debated other things, but you wouldn't let it go. And it's like they have one set of standards for you and I, and another set of standards for themselves.
Right. But in the Mary Cheney thing, I have to give her some deference in that she could not pick her parents. And
no, but she participated in it. She participated in the campaigns.
I know, but understand that when you have a parent that is a high-profile figure like Cheney, and you're the sibling or the offspring of them, you've got mixed loyalties, and everyone compromises within their lives for people who are close to them and other things. And yes, you can take her to task for it, but I give her more deference than I would give other people who just go, who have no family relationship and go out and do these things like what you're talking about, just for their own profit motives or their own selfishness.
You know, I don't know about that. I'd have to think that over, because I'll tell you something. We've had tons of people on this show, including the last one, which was Swanee Hunt, whose father was H.L. Hunt, H.L., who was a huge, I mean, he was a fascist, just about.
Yeah.
And she totally and completely disagreed with him and fought with him and walked away from him and said, you know, I'm not going to participate in this because I don't think it's right. And there have been a lot of kids that have done that.
Patty Davis, Reagan's daughter.
There's another one. I mean, that have done it, and Ron Reagan, too, that have done it over the years. And I don't know. There's just something about this idea of telling other people how to live their lives when you don't live it yourself. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, be careful.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, you know, the, when I was listening this morning, and you were asking the question, how is it George Bush is able to just lie day in, day out without batting an eye? And what was going through my mind is it's because he's a sociopath. And then John said the very same thing, which is funny because it's actually pretty remarkable. Actually, I realized this morning I don't need to call the show anymore because you say whatever's going through my mind before I get a chance to call.
I don't know. Is he sick? Is he a sociopath? What's wrong with him? And then it's not only him, but it's also the people that surround him. I mean, they're in the same position. Look, I'll tell you something. It used to be in this country 10, 15, 20 years ago, okay,
yeah,
that politicians would occasionally get caught lying. The ultra-right has never given up on the thing about Clinton lying in front of a grand jury.
Right.
But I have never seen anybody in all my years on this planet, I have never seen anybody lie like, for instance, Dick Cheney did, okay, in that interview with Wolf Blitzer on Meet the Press.
Oh, we've had enormous success.
Yeah. I mean, he makes these statements. Or, you know, the thing where Cheney says on Meet the Press with Tim Russert, he says, well, you know, I don't know anything about Joe Wilson, and I don't have any idea who sent him, and I don't have any connection to that. Now it turns out if you follow the Scooter Libby trial, he not only knew about it, but he and Mr. Libby were actively involved in trying to screw Joe Wilson and his wife. And it's like they get on there and they do that stuff, and, man, it's just overt. And how it is that some people don't catch on to this and how they can't see it is just absolutely beyond me. I mean, I'm just shocked by it.
I don't get it either.
And if you ask me about my daughter, Mary, I'll shoot you in the face.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like, you know, he just sits there and lies. I don't know,
yeah,
man. I don't get it. All right, Ron, thanks, man.
Thanks. See you.
All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think of an example like from 15 years ago or 20 years ago where a politician. Well, okay, here's an example. Let's use Gary Hart.
I was just going to say, Gary Hart.
All right, Gary Hart denies that he's screwing around with Donna Rice.
Yeah.
And then challenges the press. He says, okay, come catch me if you can.
That was the dumb thing.
Okay, that was dumb. But the point is that that's an example. But to sit there on the mass media and in front of Congress in the State of the Union address and tell the entire public, Congress and the world, well, we're sending 21,500 troops. And then it turns out that it could be as many as 48,000. The guy doesn't level. Can you remember that in your lifetime?
Never. Never to this extent. I mean, Nixon lied a lot, but
yeah,
Nixon's lies stuck primarily to everything surrounding Watergate. These people just lie about everything.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And I know the callers call up here and go, well, you know, why are you shocked and blah, blah, blah. I'm just shocked at the media, and I'm just shocked that the public lets them get away with it and that they don't nail them. That's what I'm shocked about. 649.
George, I am your father.
Oh, as a matter of fact, listen to this. This is a... This is Dick Cheney with Limbaugh. Check this out.
They're off to a good start. It is difficult, no question about it, but we've now got over 300,000 Iraqis trained and equipped as part of their security forces. They've had three national elections with higher turnout than we have here in the United States. If you look at the general overall situation, they're doing remarkably well.
Okay, does anybody think, yeah, like, listen to that. I mean, that's an overt lie. That's an overt lie. Or we got a talk show host on in this town who will remain nameless, who got on the air and tried to assert that George Bush never linked Saddam Hussein to 9/11 and did it with a straight face. I don't need the money that bad. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not much improvement here in the city. Got a lot of trouble, especially right now on I-70 westbound. We had a two-car crash at Peoria and one west of Ward Road near Youngfield. Actually, a car fire there, a pretty big one, that had the interstate temporarily shut down while fire units get that put out. So just watch out for delays forming behind that. Still had some trouble in the Aurora area. They got the wreck cleared southbound 225 at Parker, but it looks like we still have problems there south of Iliff and a new one approaching Parker on the northbound lanes. Weather outlook today, morning clouds and flurries, bitter cold, high of 9 degrees. Right now, overcast, minus 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At any grade and any stage, Sylvan can help strengthen your child's reading skills to help your child become an enthusiastic reader for life. Call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-700-3013. That's 1-800-700-3013. 1-800-700-3013.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:53. It's 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 16. It's open phones, as it always is on this Friday. 303-713-7600. I've been focusing in on this troop surge and the fact the numbers were not, we weren't told the truth about it, and also about this other story about the American Enterprise Institute trying to influence global warming. We're talking about Bush lying, but you can talk about anything you want to talk about. You can instant message me at AM 760 Ultimateelectronics.net. Stay warm out there. It's cold. High today only about 16. And what is it out there now? About 10? And, man, it is cold. And also the roads are slippery, too. Here's Steve in Aurora. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm not doing too bad. Heading into work. I got the heater on full blast and my window cracked. So if there's any background noise, please forgive it.
Don't worry about it.
But speaking of background noise, I think that's really all these people are trying to do when it comes to teaching the so-called controversy with global warming. I'm a scientist by education and by career, and frankly, not that kind of scientist. But they do this type of teaching of the controversy approach in two different areas where there's really more or less a overwhelming consensus in the scientific community. They do it also when it comes to evolution. They know that trying to teach, you know, trying to debunk evolution with their biblical facts, so-called biblical facts, is a worthless endeavor. So what they try to do is teach the controversy. And that's what they're doing with global warming. And it's ridiculous. Their approach is to, you know, act like there's some, you know, that there's some sort of doubt out there. And it really dovetails with the media's approach of having, you know, two sides of the story presented for everything. And sometimes there isn't two sides of the story. When you sit there and let somebody else come on the TV and talk about, a 1% or, you know, as somebody said earlier, 1,000-to-1 ratio of scientists who believe in that global warming is not only is it real, but it's probably us humans that are causing it. You don't need to bring on that other crackpot that says, no, it's not true. I mean, are you gonna sit there on your nightly newscast and say, well, some people say the Earth is round, but there are those who disagree. Who knows?
Well, the media,
throw your hands up, you know.
Well, the media does that a lot, and what they do is either they put the people on and they don't identify who they are, so you don't have any idea where they're coming from or where they're getting their money. Or you're right, they put on people who they don't deserve. They don't deserve to be involved. Here's an example. I'll give you an example. ABC, okay? I believe it was Good Morning America. Is that on ABC?
Yeah.
They had Rush Limbaugh on, it had to be either yesterday or the day before, they labeled him an observer about the whole Joe Biden controversy.
You're kidding.
Now, okay, come on.
Well, this guy, I mean, I'm sure you're familiar with Al Franken's book, Rush Limbaugh's Big Fat Idiot.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was in that book, but Rush Limbaugh, years ago, he had this thing where he said, folks, you've had a glass of water with ice in it, and when the ice melts, does your glass overflow? And what this moron didn't realize is that, you know, in Antarctica, that's actually on top of a landmass.
Right.
So his point was utterly preposterous and ridiculous. But, you know, you get somebody like that on as your expert on Good Morning America, I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, that's an example, though. I mean, that's an example of where of what the media is up to, and that's a perfect example of a false, you know, news source and a false. They do it all the time.
They even do it with evolution versus creation.
Yeah.
Without a question, that's really. I'm a biologist by nature. Don't get me started on that. The other thing is, Rush Limbaugh. He recently came on and said, you know, why don't you talk to the people in California whose citrus crops just froze about global warming. Really, it's more accurately described as global climate change.
Right.
Yes, the Earth changes. These are the same people that 100 years ago would have said plate tectonics was ridiculous. The continents move? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, you're exactly right.
They have a bias towards science that is sickening, and it's setting our country back hundreds of years.
Because there's something in there that scares them. Steve, be careful, man. Stay warm, and thanks for the excellent call.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you
have
got it.
Have a good day.
All right, we'll continue here. Open phones. Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get involved with the program. Don't sit there and suck up free energy, okay? Otherwise, we'll have to install a meter on top of your radio and start charging you. Oh, no, that's Sirius and XM. Excuse me.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
you have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-265-1480.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-265-1480. 800-265-1480.
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Global warming is real. It's here to stay, and it could change the world as we know it. More floods, storms, droughts, and crop losses. That's the bottom line on a UN climate report that's been released in Paris this morning. CBS's Mark Phillips is there.
This one doesn't pull any punches. It essentially links human activity, the production of greenhouse gases, with rising global temperatures, and it projects that into the future, predicting a rise in temperature at an increasing rate, with all of the consequences that that entails.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. A statement released here this morning endorses this grim report, calling it a landmark finding. The Office of Science and Technology says there is now a robust body of knowledge that shows the Earth is warming and human activity gets much of the blame. But there's no sign of any change in the president's policy, including his opposition to mandatory caps on greenhouse gas emissions, Frank.
Homes ripped apart, trees snapped, wires down, and billboards blown away.
There was nothing but down power lines and trees, debris all over the place.
The damage from deadly thunderstorms that sliced through central Florida during the night.
As far as you can tell, it's picked them up and just slung them around like they were toys. There's nothing left.
At least two people are dead. Emergency crews going door to door looking for more victims. About 20,000 homes have no power. The Labor Department's January jobs report is out. Businesses added 111,000 workers, mostly in the service sector, but unemployment kicked up a tenth of a point to 4.6%. Economy.com's Mark Zandi says overall the economy is in good shape.
If we get monthly job growth of 100 to 125,000 per month and the unemployment rate stays somewhere between 4.5% and 5%, that'll be consistent with good, solid wage growth, keep consumers out spending, and the economy moving forward.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures have been moving higher since that report came out. They're up 3 points. Overseas, the military is investigating reports of a chopper crash north of Baghdad. If those reports are confirmed, it would be the fourth lost in the past 2 weeks. Here at home, the Washington Post says a new national intelligence estimate warns that conditions in Iraq could go from bad to worse. The way Florida voters vote could change before the next presidential election. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. How so, Steve?
Well, the governor wants all Florida counties to use optical scan machines that leave a paper trail instead of new touchscreen technology. A lot of election officials who went through the 2000 recount are relieved.
It really makes me feel good because in Volusia County, we were one of those counties that said we were not going to have any touchscreens unless we had a paper trail.
But this proposal will cost millions, and the pressure's on to get it done before next November. Frank,
can a groundhog predict the weather? For what it's worth, Punxsutawney Phil came out of his Pennsylvania burrow a little over an hour ago and couldn't see his shadow. That's supposed to mean an early spring. This is CBS News.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes with just a few clicks. QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, get up to a $90 cash rebate with purchase of Continental or General tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The latest fast-moving storm has dumped more than 4 inches of snow in many parts of the metro area and left behind another icy greeting for you drivers this morning.
It's just treacherous conditions. The road is just a sheet of ice. People need to slow down and just absolutely take it easy.
Well, that means you'll need to plan on more extra time on the roads this morning.
Just a lot of icy and snowpack conditions on these highways. So it looks like for the morning commute, you're going to want to give yourself plenty of extra time to get out the door. But hopefully it will not be as bad as it was last evening.
CDOT also says westbound I-70 still closed at Downeyville between Idaho Springs and Georgetown due to an overturned semi that spilled fuel. Gino will have more in traffic coming up. Some state lawmakers want to include casinos in the state's smoking ban. The legislature passed a smoking ban last year, but a big exemption was casinos, who spent a heck of a lot of money lobbying. Several Democrats say they're going to introduce a bill today to change that. They say casino workers shouldn't have to be exposed to secondhand smoke. And new government statistics show traffic deaths of Colorado teen drivers and their passengers dropped 40% the first year of that new law limiting how many teens young drivers can have as passengers. From July of 05 through June of 06, 69 drivers and passengers under the age of 20 died. The year before that, the number was 116. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, obviously it's not a fun ride. You want to be prepared for major delays. Primary roads really struggling across the city. All the normal areas for congestion coupled with the bad road conditions and lots of collision hotspots. Watch out westbound I-76 at Federal. Got a new one southbound 25 at Bellevue and the Tech Center. Still dealing with a car fire westbound I-70 west of Ward Road. And up north, southbound 25, north of Highway 7. Now, if you're planning to head into the high country, CDOT is discouraging travel on both I-70 and 285. That's due to the unsafe driving conditions, snowpack, ice, blowing snow, poor visibility that has westbound I-70 shut down at Georgetown. That is due to that fuel spill being cleared up. Looks like it could be shut down until mid-afternoon. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning clouds and flurries, high of 9 degrees today. Right now, overcast, minus 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Two rival lawyers. Let the courtship begin. Terry Polo and Robert Mailhouse star in the Hallmark...
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Colorado's adoptive families encounter challenges every single day. The good news is the Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC, is here to help. From support groups and newsletters to workshops and financial aid, resources are now available for families who have adopted through the child welfare system. A friendly voice and a network of services to support adoptive families. COPARC is funded by the Colorado Department of Human Services and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
.net, and you can vote on our poll question, which concerns the weather. And it's kind of a lighter kind of a question today, and you can just kind of register your feelings about the weather. Because we've been talking this morning about the two big stories about that George W. Bush told us. And it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. But Bush told us that we were going to send 21,500 troops to Iraq. Now, the Congressional Budget Office, which is a what do you say, a bipartisan, I guess would be the word for it. A nonpartisan would be a better word. Congressional Budget Office says that if you add in the support troops, actually the number could be 35,000 to 48,000.
Yeah, the CBO numbers are always, the more accurate. They're the only ones that reflect reality.
So the guy lied to us.
Of course.
And those troops are going to be in just as much danger as any of the rest of the troops that are over there. Then the other thing is the scientists were offered cash to dispute a climate study. This is the American Enterprise Institute that went around trying to bribe off all these scientists who are part of this panel on climate change, the IPCC, which basically says we can't reverse this. And they tried to buy them off. And then, there's another story going around here this morning, which I'm kind of interested in. Congressman Mark Udall is going to run for the Senate.
And got a darn good chance.
Yeah, and I really like him a lot.
Yeah, legendary uncle.
He's just a great guy. But one of the guys who may run against him is Scott McGinnis. Okay, McGinnis has got ethics problems.
No.
Like paying his wife out of his campaign funds when he had like a non-existent campaign.
A Republican with ethics problems?
Yeah, now the FEC called it kind of a low-level violation, and they didn't really take any, they called it a low priority complaint. They really didn't take any action. And McGinnis's explanation about this is, well, it was filed for harassment, or as you're properly taught in broadcast school, harassment.
Right.
But I think McGinnis needs to explain to us, if he's going to run for the Senate, why his wife was getting that money out of campaign funds, which is clearly illegal. Why was that going on, Scott? I think we should invite Scott on the show at some time to talk about that. He's planning on running.
Excellent idea.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
If we don't, I'm sure Mark Udall will.
Well, you can be damn sure that nobody in the media will ask him. No, I take that back. That's not true. Somebody would, but I think we should definitely ask this guy. And if I were involved in the Republican Party, I would find somebody else to run.
Who have they got?
Well, they could find somebody, because why would you want to get somebody involved who's got baggage?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Especially that label, that, lawyer lobbyist that they used against...
And McGinnis's countercharge is that Congressman Udall's wife works as a Capitol Hill lobbyist for environmentalists.
Ooh.
Like, that's an evil thing. Okay, let me ask all of you out there. Okay, which would be worse? A, you're a lobbyist for an oil company. B, you're a lobbyist for an environmental organization. Which is the more moral thing to do?
No-brainer.
Okay. But this is another example of a guy who would, likely seek office, who puts this stuff out there. And I guess there's somebody who hears what McGinnis is saying, and there's somebody out there who's going to buy that.
Who is the other? Somebody else was considering running for Ballard's seat. Can't remember exactly. Is McGinnis? Bob Schaefer.
Bob Schaefer. Not to be confused with Bob Schieffer.
I loved Bob Schieffer.
Well, that's because you're old.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, anyway, 7:12, 12 minutes after 7.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Well, I don't mind doing it in the morning. I can't speak for the rest of the day. I can't go to them.
I'm in your show is what I meant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have any problem considering considering those things. And I was having a discussion yesterday with somebody about my favorite subject, which is the Tesla electric car. And we were talking about this sports car model that they've got, which right now is expensive. You know, it's $100,000. It's handmade. But in the future, the price is going to come down. And we were both sitting there talking about how much we'd like to have one. And then another guy called me up here a couple of days ago. We didn't let him on the air, but he was going to try to go after me for talking about Rockies. And of course, people at Rockies are my friends. And he was saying, well, you know, you're a hypocrite because you're concerned about global warming. But you know the big problem is? Let me tell you the big problem with all of these things. Here's a big problem, Al. Okay? You and I can't go today to any dealership, basically, in this area and buy any kind of an alternative energy vehicle with the exception of these little teeny smart cars.
I disagree.
But where do you go?
You can buy a Dakota pickup that runs E85.
But E85 is still a form. E85 is not going to totally get the job done. What we need to do is we need to go to electric is what we need to do.
You know, okay, Jay, as you will know, I have been in the car business all my life. And when I was a young child, my grandfather was a gearhead. And he gave me these cards of all these non-existent brand names. And there was, back in the 1918, a Baker car that was an electric car.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And you're right. I mean, we need to start pushing our research into the electric. But you know, Chrysler had the turbine car, which would run almost any kind of fuel except straight water. All the way, the turbine lab didn't shut down until 1985. And they had test cars out in 63.
Well, what you know, I don't understand why they gave up on it. And listen, here's something else. Okay, you're in the car business. Explain this to me. Ford is in deep trouble. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay, so is GM. Don't you think somebody up there would say, hey, here's a way to make a profit? People obviously want energy-saving vehicles. Let's build electric cars.
Well, you know, GM had, which they could have come up with a better name, the Impact, an electric car, but they killed that. Ford had the Think car that was built. They bought a company in Norway that they had cars on the road, and then they recalled them and sent them all back to Norway and sold the company.
Well, why? Why did they do that?
I don't know. That's a great. Now, Chrysler has a division called GEM. Global Electric Mobility, I think, is what the name is. If you look at Ed Schultz's website, there's a link to it right there. It's called a neighborhood car. It's not meant for, you know, getting out on the highway like I am sitting at I-70 in Youngsfield.
But the Tesla, you can drive on the highway.
Right, exactly. The problem with electric cars, Jay, is the battery development. I mean, they're bulky. They are nuclear. They're a waste problem. Like the Prius. Their batteries are not. They don't run the batteries all the time. And at 85,000 miles, you've got to replace the battery pack at the tune right now of $7,000.
Wow.
Well, yeah, you know, I understand that. I understand that. But my point behind all of this is that we have the brains. All we need is the desire and the push to do it. We can overcome these problems if we wanted to. And there's money in it. That's the other thing.
Yeah, just like when JFK said we're going to go to the moon in this decade.
Yes, exactly.
We could do the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're in the car business, so you have to admit it, that there's money in this. And, you know, with Tesla, here's something else. Do you know that if you buy that car, they give you, it either comes with it or you buy it, but you can get it, they give you a solar panel that you put on the roof of your house so that it charges the car and you don't have to buy electricity from Xcel.
Wow.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, and so why? Why don't we have this? Why can't you and I get in the car today and go to a dealership and go, yeah, and I want that in blue.
And it's $20,000.
And it goes 250 miles on a charge. And right now that car is $100,000. But you go down the road, say, another 10, 15 years, and it should develop faster than that. But you get down the road, that car will drop in price. And right now it's a Lotus Elise, I believe, or Elan, body with an electric engine in it. But if the big automakers got behind this, they've got the investment money. They could find the people to do it. They get the ability to be able to recreate this and to be able to fix it and be able to do it so that you and I could use it. And there's no reason except there's no national will to go do it.
Yeah, there's no push from the upper end. You're exactly right. You know, it has to start at the administration and work down. One quick other point. You know, you guys brought up Gary Hart.
Right.
Nobody ever, when they talk about that, says that Gary Hart was separated from his wife Lee at the time of that situation. Never. And that is a fact.
Well, I think a problem most people had with Gary Hart wasn't the fact that he was engaged in extramarital relations with Donna Rice. It was the fact that he invited the news media to catch him, and
yeah,
they did.
And then claimed it wasn't happening when it was.
I know that, but by the same token, it's like media matters. This is a legitimate area that needs to be brought up.
Well, I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
I have no problem discussing it, and I have no problem with it. I love Gary Hart, and we plan to have him on the show here very, very soon.
Me too.
Great.
All right, Al, you're the best, man. I'm glad you called.
Have a great day and a nice weekend.
All right, stay warm.
All right, bye.
All right. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. Oh, now I see a bunch of people want to talk about this electric car thing, too. And I'll tell you something. I have made a promise. I've made a promise to myself, okay? I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to make it happen. But I am going to get one of those cars from Tesla, and a guy sent me an email saying, "Well, I have a Lotus, and you can't get one of those because you won't be able to fit into it." And I got news for you, pal. I'm 53 pounds down now. I'm a quarter of the way where I want to go, and by the time I'm done, I'll be able to get in one easily.
Good incentive.
And, yeah, that's right. And I'm going to buy one, and I'm going to drive around.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work, but a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us how you can prepare for basic training.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
7:23, 23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I want to talk about one of my favorite things in the whole world right now. Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. That's a lot of stuff. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos. How about Ataris? Anybody still have one of those? They've been replaced by Xbox, and now it's Xbox 360. And your glasses are replaced by normal vision. That's right. Now, all you got to do is ask the people at Icon LASIK Center. You know that corrective vision is not something far off in the future. It's not a futuristic dream. It's happening right now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help you make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye. I always get asked about this, and it's true. It's $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like IntraLase, bladeless LASIK. Now, to learn more about all of this and all your options with Icon LASIK Center, call them up at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N, Denver.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
I'm running for president.
Take our country back.
Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
And make a difference.
Running for president. For president. For president. For president. For president.
For president, and I'm in it to win it.
I'm not exploring, I'm in.
We have to make government work again.
This is the beginning of a marathon.
The most exciting candidate.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Good morning, 726, 26 minutes after 7. High today, 16 under mostly sunny skies, but it is bitter, bitter cold out there. And go to AM760.net. Go to my page and vote on our survey question this morning. It's a pretty good one, and it's about the weather, which I want to talk a little bit about, too, here a little bit, about people being crabby because of the weather. Don't you think people get – because something – well, I'll get into it a little bit later. We got people who want to call and talk about this whole electric car thing. And it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. Here's Greg in Westminster. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, it's Greg. How's it going?
Hey, man, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
You think Alfonso's going to be able to pull out the F1 now that he's not with the Renault, or do you think that Mickey's going to do it in Ferrari?
Boy, those are tough questions. You know what? I think Alfonso's got a great chance, and I think that I don't know about Mickey. But, you know, I sent somebody an email today who sent me an email about this, and about and I know that some people find us talking about motorsports to be politically incorrect. But I have a tendency to go in and root for all the guys that are all the underdogs.
Oh, yeah, but...
You know, that are not the name people, that people, you know, that because I just get attached to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that one of the... it's hard to find people that want to talk about F1 or even know anything about it, and I think one of the things that Alfonso has that I think is going to work out really well is his interaction with his team, his engineers, and they're able to dial the car in just so good. And that's really important, which is actually my segue into how this relates to electric cars, because car racing itself relates in the future to what we see on our cars and safety, electronics, so that is so important. I know they spent a lot of money on the racing, but that puts an infusion into the European cars where they have advancements in technology.
Well, they take what they learn and they take that technology and put it back into consumer products.
Exactly. So, I went to Switzerland and I rode a electric car, which is an electric assist pedal car. It's called a Twike. The thing is amazing.
How big is it?
It's a two-person car. You can put groceries in it. I have a distant relation who bought one. The guy weighed almost 300 pounds. He went ahead and get it. He used it. He rode around Switzerland. He was a doctor. He got down to 180, and he actually gave the car to my sister-in-law. And they live in Maine, and it took him 4 years for the government, the DOT, to allow them to bring it into the country. And the only way they let him bring it into the country is if they took the electric assist off.
All right. In its natural form, though, without the electric assist off and all that stuff, I mean, how fast will it go?
60K, around 40.
Well, you could drive that on most streets here, I think, but you'd have trouble. Yep. You'd have trouble. You couldn't take it on I-25.
No, but I mean, there's ways to get around it. The thing is just amazing, and there was one running around in Boulder for a while. And then, if I had my druthers and I was getting a car that was electrical friendly or environmental friendly, it would definitely be the Twike. And if I had a dream car, and I was going to get it, something a little bit older, I would like to find an Audi Sport.
Oh, you can! I'm sure you can find one of those.
Oh, they're real. They're just an amazing car. They're advanced. That comes. I used to be a Pikes Peak Hill Climb fanatic, and my two favorite drivers were Hans Stuck and Michel Mouton.
Oh, I like Hans Stuck.
Yeah, the guy is absolutely amazing. Just an amazing driver. I got the chance to meet him. He's just funny. He's an amazing guy, and everybody in the racing industry just loves him.
Yeah, he's great. You know what? I got to give you a tip though.
Yeah.
You got to see this for yourself, if you haven't seen it already. Check out the Speed Channel that occasionally runs, and they either run it in, like in the middle of the morning, or they'll run it like really, like early morning, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Check out the German Touring Car Series.
Oh, I love that. It's
those
really
guys,
hard to catch.
Those guys are madmen.
Have you ever seen a camera on those guys' foot action?
Yeah.
Is that incredible or what?
Yeah.
How do they do that?
I don't know, man, but I love Hakkinen, and I love this guy Timo Schneider.
Right, right.
They're like my two of my favorite people of all time. And then I got to talk about one other guy here before we go that most people don't know about. But have you ever heard of the world's fastest neurosurgeon?
No, I haven't.
Okay, this is a guy by the name of Dr. Jim Lowe, who owns part of a little race car organization called J-Lo, and his car finished third in the GT class at 24 Hours of Daytona. And when he's not driving, and he only races a couple of times a year, he is a neurosurgeon and works on people's spinal cords.
Wow.
And it's really cool because he decided to do this late in life. He's really a cool guy. Check him out on the internet. He's got a really nice website.
I'll do it. Race season's coming, man. It's almost here.
I know it. Well, you know, I'm watching the A1 Grand Prix and also the German touring cars, and I'm watching that, and that's going on, and that runs on the Speed Channel. And then you're right. The regular season goes. And by the way, this year, this summer, I'm going to Le Mans.
Wow. I would love to do that. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It is going to be a cool time. Greg, call me again, man.
You bet. Take lots of pictures while you're there, man.
I will.
All right. Later.
See you later. I should have said, and he's off the phone now, but I'll bring you back a souvenir. So it should be a good time.
I want a souvenir.
You want a souvenir?
A hat or something like that.
Okay. That's going to be a great time. Yeah, I love motor racing. I'm not a NASCAR fan, but I like open wheel and sports and road racing. Yeah, let's hear it for Timo Schneider. I love that name, too. All right, me too. It's 32 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Yet to come, Christy Harvey. And also this morning, we're going to do something we haven't done in the past. We got a guy on from Seattle who knows everything there is to know about the movies, and we're going to talk about films that open this weekend, plus the Oscars, plus we're just going to compare film notes. All right, we got all that coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right now, Gina looks at traffic, which is slow and very difficult this morning. True?
Yes, Jay, absolutely. Both in and out of the city. Have a new wreck westbound I-70 between Federal and Sheridan. Tow truck was on scene westbound I-70 west of Ward Road, where we had a major car fire at Traffic is still just gridlocked through there. Westbound I-76 affected at Federal, at Tennyson. Southbound 25 had a stall block in the right lane, right in the tech center at Bellevue. And if you're north of the metro area, southbound 25 was affected both directions at Highway 7. Crashes on either side of the highway, of course. Westbound I-70 still closed at Downeyville in the high country due to that fuel spill. Weather outlook.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Of talk broadcasting in high definition.
Hey, that's cool.
Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to curioustheater.org. Or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Welch's 100% grape juice has powerful antioxidants. One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink Welch's 100% grape juice.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And we'll send this out to Heather Mills. She can afford a good...
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Sure, we're honored, okay. We're honored to have you here.
Well, you know, I'm up in Lyons.
Wow.
And I haven't even stepped outside the door yet. And I admire you for being on the air and broadcasting all these great things.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. I really appreciate that.
Now, this is a serious call.
Okay.
And you've been pretty much discussing some very serious topics. And I would like to play a role in furthering the cause and informing you about things I know that most people probably don't know about cold fusion.
Ooh, what about it? Talk about it a little bit.
Well, cold fusion is still alive.
Is it? Because I thought that had been debunked.
Yeah, I always thought that was a hoax of some sort or another.
No, no.
No, it's not?
No. I mean, first of all, the Japanese came in and big time funded the research, and it's not even called cold fusion anymore. That's why you don't hear about it.
What do they call it now?
It's called low-energy nuclear reaction.
Well, for a layman, can you just do a brief synopsis that we'll all understand?
Well, sure. And by the way, there is a website. If you would get in there on the Google and do a Google on capital N, capital E, capital N, capital R, you'll learn about what us physicists are trying to do. And basically what it's all about nowadays is it's not fusion.
Well,
it has nothing to do with bombs. It has everything to do with using heavy water and putting it into a little chemical reactor about the size of a beer can and plug in some electrodes, and you put a little bit of electricity out in, and you get heat out of it. That's it.
But does it still at this point require more energy input than you get output?
No. No, they've reached that goal let's put it this way, sustainability.
Okay.
You don't have to put much in, and you don't get that much out, but the point is that you get about 40% more out than you put in.
Okay, well, that's significant if you did this on a large scale.
Yes.
Well, when can we expect to start doing this on a large scale?
Well, we're still working on it.
Well, it's funny because I remember a number of years ago, I used to live out in San Francisco and going over to the Lawrence Livermore lab over there.
Right, I've been there.
Where they had that vast fusion project, and the control room was like a mile away from the electromagnets, and, you know, I mean, that thing was just massive, and that never came to any fruition, did it?
Well, that thing actually, back in the old days, was called ITER, ITER. It was an international effort, the international something thermal reactor thing, and they spent billions and billions on that damn
thing. Yeah.
And I've worked in my career. I'm basically an atmospheric and space scientist up here at the University of Colorado, and I've worked at several NASA labs. But my favorite lab of all is the Naval Research Laboratory out there in the D.C. area. And matter of fact, it's located right there on the Potomac River. And they've been witness to all these political boondoggles, and especially in the field of energy. And I also want to mention, and I want you guys to play up the fact that back in the 70s, when Jimmy Carter was president, the state of Colorado had the honor of being selected to have the Solar Energy Research Institute, which still exists in West Denver, although some people call it the Golden, and that is now called the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. Some people in the game called Unreal. But I mean, you guys must remember a female congresswoman by the name of Pat Schroeder.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay, and Gary Hart.
Oh yeah,
and Tim Wirth. And so, what I think is going to happen now, we're going to have a rebirth of this. And another thing, also down in West Denver at St. Anthony's Hospital, there is a group of people. Scientists, engineers, doctors, lawyers, and there's a thing there called the Lightning Data Center, and we're going to try to work up a program where we can help people recover from lightning bolts and do an energy thing at the same time.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. It sounds like a good idea. What I don't understand is, and maybe you can tell us or clue us all in, if we got all these people in the world, if we got all these people in the country like yourself, how come we can't figure out a way to get out of the gasoline engine and go to something else?
Because we don't want to. Because we're lazy.
We want to. There are those of us who want to.
I've driven Volkswagens all my life. I know how to rebuild a Volkswagen engine.
Well, good for you.
And those little things, they get you from point A to point B. And I think what a lot of us do is trying to think. You know, it's like today. You know, I'm trapped. You know, I don't really have anywhere to go. I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, but the problem is, what about those of us that have to get out? Like, in other words, we need four-wheel drive vehicles.
Well, exactly.
But why can't we have, like, electric four-wheel drive vehicles? Why can't we have, why can't we come up with some alternative? What's the problem here? Well, the problem is we don't want to, that's why. Right?
Well, you know, I would go out and buy a new Prius tomorrow if I could afford it.
Yeah, that's the problem with
it. Well, yeah, because the demand on those things is high and the cost of them is high, right?
Well, exactly. That's right. And then the cost of the insurance is high. And so.
But they don't go fast enough for me, though.
Well, but at least they get you around. I understand that I had a dream about you the other night, and I thought that I got the impression that you're kind of a big guy.
Yeah, but I'm on my way down. I've lost 53 pounds now.
Well, that is so good, but in any case, also, I want to really put in a good plug for all you folks there at Progressive Talk, and I'm glad to hear that you finally found a mother hen to ensure that you're going to keep on, because I don't know, if you guys went away, I don't know what I'd do.
Well, even if something were to ever happen to Air America, it wouldn't affect us because they're just a program provider, and we're on our own. We're separately owned. Professor, I know you must have email, don't you?
I do.
Well, email me. Go to the website, am760.net. Go to my page. It says J. Marvin. Drop me an email. I'll send you one back, and maybe one of these days we can hook up and meet in person.
I think that would be a very fine idea.
All right. Thanks, Professor. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
I'll talk his ear off and make him answer every question I need to know about why I can't afford a Tesla. He talks about how he can't afford a Prius. I want a Tesla.
Nice to talk to a physicist that gets his hands dirty with something other than just chalk dust.
Yeah, that he can rebuild a Volkswagen?
Rebuild a Volkswagen.
How cool is that?
I'm impressed.
I saw an auto auction last night on, I TiVo'd it. It runs every Tuesday night on Classic ESPN. They had a 21-window microbus, a Volkswagen bus, 21 window, in perfect condition, and sold it for $40,000.
Wow. Man.
I love Volkswagen buses. I got a 1959 camper van.
A friend of mine and I went around the country in a 72,
yep.
72 microbus.
Volkswagen rocks.
Yep.
7:46, 46 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get to the rest of your calls. Virginia, Julie, and Elaine. Hang on. Anybody else wants to jump in and talk about this topic or anything else you want to get into? 303-713-7600. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, just about wherever you are, you still have a pretty slow go right now. We have all the usual congestion hotspots, tough into the downtown area, southbound 25, of course, getting out of Thornton, North Glen. And southbound 225 has been a problem all morning between Parker and Yosemite. That was from an earlier wreck. It's just never recovered. Still dealing with collision activity, westbound I-76 at Federal, westbound I-70 between Federal and Sheridan. We have a stall in the right lane, southbound 25 at Bellevue. So watch out for some stop and go there through the Center. And we still had a couple of problems up on I-25 north and south near Highway 7. Weather outlook today, few clouds, flurries this morning, cold, high of 9 degrees. Right now, overcast, -5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Was the Pentagon selling military parts to Iran? Senator Ron Wyden joins the program to talk about his bill to cut off any kind of surplus sales of military items. The House Judiciary Committee is probing the president's torture and Patriot Act signing statements. Debbie Wasserman Schultz joins us to talk about that. And there's new debate on the efficiency of ethanol. Is it really worth it? We'll take your calls and more on The Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
748.
Tax Connection of Northern Colorado reminds parents that drugs and alcohol can alter the personalities of our children. Get your kids involved in positive activities like sports, music, and hobbies. These can help give them the confidence and self-respect to turn down drugs. This is from Tax Connection of Northern Colorado. Their trained consultants can prepare tax returns for individuals and small businesses. Call for an appointment today at 776-3561. Or visit them at 1120 Francis Street in Longmont.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-700-3013. That's 1-800-700-3013. 1-800-700-3013.
Okay, is it my turn now? I think it is my turn. Hey, we've been talking about cars and global warming, and we've been talking about all that. And as I say, and I've said it before, that maybe, hopefully someday, we'll be off fossil fuels. But right now, we're not. And if you need to buy a vehicle, the best place to go is Rocky's Autos. It doesn't make any difference what you want to use it for, and it doesn't make any difference what kind you want. Rocky's is the best place to go because they give you the biggest bang for your buck. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. And they got everything you can think of. Saab, Volkswagen, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Ford, Chevy, Dodge. I mean, they got it all. And they've even got some things that I don't know about. And I'll go out there today and see. And every time I go out there, I'm surprised. I mean, they've got virtually something for everybody. That's basically what Rockies is all about. And right now they're matching down incentive. It's still going on up to $1,500. You bring in $1,500, they'll give you $1,500. And you've got $3,000 down to put down towards your next vehicle. And they've got good people working out there, too, like Marv Al Shear and my friend Spanky Herrera and Fred Lebrato and Gerard Menard and all of the folks out of Rockies really, really work hard to make sure that your buying experience is a good one. They've got over 100 people working there, some of them I never name, like Kevin and Ziggy and Isaac. And you know, they're people who you may never meet, but they're there pitching 100% because they realize that it all adds up. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so they're open until 9 tonight. You can check them out on the web at rockiesautos.com. And they've been family-owned since 1982. Just can't say enough about them. Been early supporters of this show and this station, and they're friends of mine. And that's why I usually go out there and hang out there for a couple hours every Friday night, or Friday afternoon, I guess I should say. Just can't say enough about them. Rockies Autos, go see them. They're good folks. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Lots of banks have free checking, but Wachovia's free checking has something that no one else can offer. The bank rated number one in customer satisfaction 5 years in a row. Unbeatable free checking made possible with Wachovia. Stop by, call 800-WACHOVIA, or visit Wachovia.com to sign up today. Are you with Wachovia?
Rating based on fourth quarter ACSI customer satisfaction results of the largest retail U.S. banks. Free checking is for personal accounts only. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. Members FDIC.
We've never been introduced.
You wouldn't recognize me in an elevator.
We enjoy different sports.
But if you ever need it,
I will give you my blood.
Your blood could save a life. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org today.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mick and the boys, and they rule.
Yeah.
7:53, 53 minutes after, here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 16. Cold out there, man. Gina's saying it's going to be 9. National Weather Service is saying 16. What do you say, John M.?
It was minus 20 when I left my house.
It's cold out there. All right, let's go to the phones. People have been hanging on. Here's Virginia in Lakewood. Virginia, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Virginia.
I'm so glad that you're back and healthy.
Oh, thanks. You're very nice.
I want to say that I had installed solar panels on my roof.
Oh, I'm envious. I want solar panels so bad.
Well, I tell you what's really fabulous is I have a little monitor on my kitchen windowsill. And it tells me how many watts I'm producing.
Oh, cool. Oh, that is so cool.
But here's the problem. I must suit up now and go out and rake the snow off my solar panel.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Well, that would be a drag. Yeah.
I have a roof rake, and I've been doing it.
Can't they somehow use the solar heat to heat up the panels so they are self-cleaning?
Well, I wish they could, but so far, no. It's me. It's my energy, but it's okay. I've got a ladder, and I have one of those big roof rakes.
Well.
And I climb up there, and today it looks like a good day for solar energy.
Yeah, it sure does, because there's plenty of sunshine out there, but it's damn cold. You better bundle up.
Well, I know. Now, I also want to talk about my war protest.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm more important than ever. On the corner of Saturdays from 12 to 1, on the corner of 52nd and Wadsworth, the southeast corner is the large group. I'm on the northwest corner, but you can go either place. If you bring your own sign, that's fine. If you need a sign, we have plenty, and it's so important. There's also one at 92nd and Sheridan from 11 to 12. But with things going on the way they are, Jay, you read The New Yorker, don't you?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Do you recall, I want to tell your listeners about the January 8th issue. On page 49, there is a poem called Bagram, Afghanistan. And if you could read this poem without being shaken to your roots, then I don't understand you. It's about the taxi driver that was interrogated. It's by Marvin Bell. And I've never run across his stuff before, but a quote from him that I thought, the minute I read this sentence, I thought of George Bush. It says, "But the root of all evil is the inability to feel another's pain."
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
You think that's accurate?
I think it's real accurate. I think it's real accurate. I think this guy, there's either two things going on here, and I don't want to be a name caller, and I'm not a doctor, and I don't know, but there's either two things going on. Either he lives in a world of total denial, or he's got some kind of problem upstairs. The story is out this morning that he told us that he was going to send 21,500 troops to Iraq.
Yes.
Well, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has said that when you add in non-combat support troops, which, by the way, are in as much danger as combat troops, the actual number of additional troops deployed in Iraq could reach between 35,000 and 48,000. He did not tell us the truth about this. He lied again.
When has he ever told us this?
Well, I was asking this earlier this morning. You know, I don't want to get on the air every single day, and I don't want to harp on him, because after a while, what's the point? The majority of America knows basically what he is. But I'm just shocked that he... I just don't understand how anybody could stand up and just bold-faced lie, not only to us, but also to the rest of Congress, to people around the world, and not level with us. And nothing that this administration does ever seems to be in any way, shape, or form on the level. And I don't know about anybody else, but I can't tell you how sick of it I am.
Right.
I mean, I really am. And I really, really, really think there's a huge problem here. And I would talk to any conservative who wants to call or email me anytime, and I would love to know what their explanation is for not telling us what this involves.
Don't you think, though, what you've described is a combination of his having lived a totally sheltered life and also the fact that he's probably pretty well messed up?
I don't know. I don't know, Virginia. I don't know what to make of it. Thanks for the call. I got to go.
Tell me one more thing. How can I find your pictures on your website?
Go to am760.net.
I'm there.
Click J. Marvin, where it says J. Marvin, where it says show under shows. Click J. Marvin.
Okay.
Okay. See you later, Virginia.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Christy Harvey, coming up next.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
If you want half off your credit card bill, we can't help you. If you want half off your car payment, we can't help you. If you want half off your cell phone bill, well, we can't help you. But if you want half off your student loan payment, we can help you. That's right. You can cut your student loan payment by up to nearly half with College Loan Corporation. Just call 1-800-CLC-1979. We've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Now we'd like to help you cut your student loan payments by nearly half. This is not your typical loan. It's a free program. And by calling today, you may be eligible for up to a $2,000 cash rebate. That's right, $2,000 cash. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Learn how you can cut your student loan payments by up to nearly half and enjoy a cash rebate of up to $2,000. Call 1-800-CLC-1979. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-CLC-1979.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Parts of Central Florida look like a war zone.
The freight train coming through your house. I ran into my closet and huddled on the floor and prayed.
Late word now, violent weather before dawn killed at least 14 people in the town of Lady Lake. Lots of homes damaged, trees, power lines down, and more than a few close calls.
The car, the door caved in on me, and then the roof was gone.
Katie Meisinger is with the Lake County Sheriff's Office.
EMS, fire, and the city crews are going door to door in these heavily hit areas, checking for injured persons and or other possible fatalities in the most damaged areas.
Once again, now 14 people reported dead. The storm knocked out power to 20,000 homes. A UN report says global warming is here and it's here to stay.
This is Mark Phillips in Paris. The International Panel Studying Climate Change here has just issued its most damning report ever, linking human activity, the production of greenhouse gases, to rising global temperatures. This report is being described as the smoking gun of global warming.
And that report says rising temperatures will cause more floods, storms, and droughts. Military officials are confirming a helicopter down 12 miles north of Baghdad. No word yet on casualties. A new report on the war is coming out. CBS's Dan Revive is that.
Officials reveal that the national intelligence estimate given to President Bush yesterday warns that the situation in Iraq will deteriorate unless there is measurable progress, and expresses uncertainty about the Iraqi government. It also says the term civil war is accurate for key elements of the Iraq conflict, but doesn't adequately capture the complexity. An unclassified version to be released in about 2 hours is not believed to include predictions as to whether Mr. Bush's new strategy, adding more troops, will work. The full Senate will debate that next week. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Businesses added 111,000 jobs last month, but unemployment edged up a tenth of a point to 4.6%. Not great, but not bad, says economist Mark Zandi.
January was a soft month. We saw some job growth, but wasn't quite what we anticipated. But there were some very large revisions to estimated employment growth in the past couple of years, and the totality of all the data suggests that the economy is still doing quite well.
Mississippi River barge is on fire 12 miles south of Vicksburg. It exploded in flames last night when it hit a bridge. Need a part for that hog? Harley Davidson dealer Dave Loggerman says you could be out of luck. Harley workers in York, Pennsylvania went on strike at midnight at the company's biggest plant.
Right now, to get painted parts would be a little tough because they're not doing production, so it's not going to have a new part available.
Well, the groundhog made his annual appearance this morning. Punxsutawney Phil.
I see no shadow today. I predict early string of
violence. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 22. This is CBS News.
Get two full days of store-wide savings at Kohl's two-day sale this Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Save 40 to 60% on hundreds of new arrivals like Mrs. Sportswear, men's, juniors, and kids' apparel, family shoes, sheets, towels, frames, and more. Save 50% on select kitchen electrics and floor care. Plus, shop our Gold Star clearance merchandise and get incredible savings on select winter apparel and home items this Friday and Saturday only at Kohl's two-day sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
Some things are pretty easy, like getting some sun in Florida or finding a cheesesteak in Philadelphia. Well, at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels, it's almost that easy to earn a quick $50. This spring, all it takes is four nights to earn a $50 room credit with the Easy Choice Rewards program. Pretty easy, right? Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for our best internet rate guarantee. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 2-1 and 4:30-07. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For program and guarantee details, visit choicehotels.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Yeah, it's cold out there this morning. Record cold.
16 degrees below zero was the temperature at 3 o'clock this morning, and that tied an all-time record. The last time we got this cold was actually in 1996.
Another Friday and another morning of driving in the snow. Roads around the metro area pretty icy this morning after this latest quick-moving storm dumped more than 4 inches of snow on many areas. Up in the foothills, about 6 inches. Westbound I-70 remains closed at Downeyville between Idaho Springs and Georgetown due to an overturned semi that spilled fuel. CDOT says that stretch of the roadway could stay closed till noon today. Attorneys have 1 month to file arguments for or against releasing information considered by a grand jury that investigated alleged environmental crimes at Rocky Flats. U.S. District Judge Richard May set the deadline, saying he wants to release as much information as the law allows. The panel recommended indictments over alleged crimes there. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, watch out for some major delays right now. Southbound 25 as you get into the tech center. Had a rollover approaching Yale. Have at least 2 lanes blocked there. Westbound I-70 continues to struggle at Pecos from a crash. Also west of Ward Road, only the left lane was getting by. South, we've got new problems now. Southbound 25 south of Greenland. And we continue to have westbound I-70 shut down at Downeyville in the high country. Looks like that could be closed until midday.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
We want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership for 31807.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Six minutes after 8 today on 760 Progressive Talk. High today only 16. Bitter cold out there, and the roads are also slippery. Apparently the mayor of Denver, especially if you're driving the Denver area, has never heard of the word snowplow. Go to our website, am760.net, and you can vote on our weather-related poll this morning, which is kind of funny. So go check it out. Yeah, Turk and I put it together, and we think it's kind of funny. We don't even know where the votes are right now. We don't know what's happening with it. But you go over there and vote.
Hey, real quick, it's our poll is the cold weather making you crabby along the Front Range? And our answers are yes, no, and I don't know. I'm on vacation in the Bahamas.
Yeah, so go
That's
vote.
That's a low blow.
I know it is. All right, it's Friday, and it's time for the one and only Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. whose resume is so long that it isn't even biodegradable.
That's a good line. Never heard that one before.
Good morning, Ms. Harvey.
Hi, Jay.
And
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Now, the Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan, says that when you add in the support troops, it could be 35,000 to 48,000.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, how does he get away with it? That's number one. And number two, the mainstream media isn't even covering this.
Well, and on top of that, did you watch any of the General Casey hearings yesterday?
Yeah, I saw part of it.
And it was pretty fiery, but Casey was asked about all this troop stuff. And, you know, did we need to really send the original 21,500 over? And he kept saying and hemming and hawing and dodging around it, but what he basically said was, if we had actual support and buy-in from the Iraqi government for what we're trying to do, and if people in America other than the DOD, if USAID, if the State Department, if the other agencies didn't have such a hands-off, hey, man, this is the Pentagon's thing, approach to the war, we wouldn't need the troops.
Well, what I
Which
got out, what,
I thought was stunning.
Yeah, I did too. But what I got out of that hearing was basically, you correct me if you think I'm wrong here, what I basically got out of that hearing was is that St. McCain was trying to dump it all on the military and was trying to dump it all on Casey instead of and trying to deflect it away from people like himself in the White House.
I know, and I you know, I used to have a huge political crush on John McCain. I adored him, and I don't know. I drank the Kool-Aid back in.
He was a maverick.
Yeah, he had the great story.
He was different from the rest of them.
Which, you know, you live in D.C. long enough, and that's all you really want is someone who stands out. You don't really care why. But, yeah, he's really broken my heart over the past, you know, 3-4 years. And yesterday I was like, okay, come on, John. You know, let's back off on this. Because I think he's wrong now. I think he's just dead wrong.
Well, the majority of the country thinks he's dead wrong, and his poll numbers are tanking. But
yeah.
The thing is he was going after Casey. And I just got the feeling that it was like, well, he's trying to dump it all on them.
Well, right. And the White House is dodging all, well, they always have, dodged all responsibility for what's going on over in Iraq. And especially now with these new numbers that you were just talking about how many troops will actually go over, I think the White House sees this more as a PR move. Look, we're doing something. You can count it. You can add it up. There's these troops that we're sending. But I think that's where their plan stopped.
Yeah, everybody's been saying from the beginning that this was a political surge, not a military surge.
Exactly, and that's just so wrong. But, yeah, I don't know when it ends, and I don't know what it's going to take or who the last troops are going to have to be before the White House says, you know what, we're wrong, and rather than cover our own booties over here, we're actually going to figure out how to save lives.
Well, it's never going to happen under this administration. They're buying time in order to be able to pad down the 2 years so they can get out and give it to somebody else to have to make the decision.
Exactly. So when they write the history books, they can say, you know, it wasn't just George Bush. It was also President Clinton, Obama, Giuliani.
Yeah, right. It was whoever was there. Meanwhile, you have the combination of this story out there about the elevated troop levels and about the reality of it, while the mainstream media basically says nothing about this. And then you've also got the Libby trial going on, where now we realize and we see by following this trial that Dick Cheney on NBC's Meet the Press and on various other shows, he sat there once again and just flat out lied about any connection to Joe Wilson, about being involved in this. I remember him telling Tim Russert, well, I don't know anything about this, and yeah. I don't have any idea who sent them, and I don't know what's going on, and all this kind of tap dancing around. And now it turns out that, well, it seems like, yeah, they may have possibly discussed Joe Wilson's wife, and that Cheney may be linked up in the leak.
Can I tell you my favorite part of the entire Libby trial so far?
Yeah.
They found notes that Scooter Libby had taken while he was talking to Mary Madeline, who is, of course, married to James Carville, but better known as Cheney's hit woman. She's basically Cheney's right-hand dirty tricks lady. And so Scooter Libby had a conversation with her, took notes on it, and scribbled in his notes was, "Call Tim, he hates Chris."
Yeah.
And what it meant was that Chris Matthews was on to the story and on to Dick Cheney's link to the outing of Valerie Plame, and Mary Madeline told Scooter Libby to use Tim Russert to hit back because Tim Russert, I guess, hates Chris Matthews. How fabulous is that? I love the insider gossip.
Yeah, plus that bit last week that we learned where Cheney was saying, let's go on Tim Russert because we can spin that.
Exactly.
Well, Russ, everybody knows, anybody who watches Meet the Press and watches with any objectivity knows that Russert's I can't use that word on the air.
He became an insider a long time ago.
Yeah,
so
he's just kind of like, I mean, occasionally he'll go after somebody, but he operates out of the Wolf Blitzer school, which is like, ask the question, they give an outrageous answer, and then he moves to the next question. Instead of sitting there and going, wait a minute, and trying to nail him, occasionally he'll do it, but not very often. And, of course, Chris Matthews is like a drunk adult on a bicycle in that he weaves around all over the place. Last night he was on the air heaping all kinds of praises on Al Sharpton. I have no problem with that. And was heaping all kinds of praises on Lisa Caputo, I think is her name, who's Hillary Clinton's, who's involved in Hillary Clinton's campaign. And he was like, Mr., blah, blah, blah. And I said to Mary, I go, like, well, God, what's happened to him? And then she reminded me, yeah, but he's always on the air pimping Giuliani, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you don't know where he stands, and he's always zigzagging around all over the place. And he, the last 6 months, maybe a little bit longer than that now, he's really gotten anti-war. But in the beginning, he wasn't that way.
Right.
So,
although, I did get a little creeped out watching him judge the Miss America pageant earlier this week.
What is he doing there?
Ew!
What is he doing there at the Miss America pageant? What was that about?
That was like Tucker Carlson being on Dancing with the Stars,
at least you didn't have to watch Tucker ogle young girls. I was just like, Chris, at least do it with a little finesse. You're really freaking me out over here.
He is really... Well, he was doing it to that Lisa Caputo last night.
Right.
Well, you got a pretty face. Ha-ha! That whole thing. He was doing that whole thing. And she's probably thinking, my God, there are brothels in Nevada. You should have taken a cold shower, for God's sake. I mean, she's a very good-looking woman, but it's like...
Well, she also has, 10 degrees, and
smart. I mean, he could have, tripped over his tongue. He was like, and I thought, what got in it? So Mary goes, well, he's just got back from Las Vegas. That's what put him in a good mood.
Right.
I went, I'll put anybody in a good mood. But it's just the whole thing, though, this administration, it's like nothing is real.
Nothing is real. Nothing is real. It is all smoke and mirrors. And the problem with that is while, it's fun to play that PR game, the problem is you never then recognize when you've got some serious and valid and big problems, and then the problems don't get fixed. And so you know how it is. You tell a lie or you mess up and then you hide it, and it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. I mean, my mom taught me that when I was 4.
Yeah, that's what we all got taught when we were 4, presumably. I wanted to ask you one more question about the Libby trial. When do you think this whole thing is going to wrap up and the defense is going to throw in the towel and Libby's going to throw himself on the mercy of the court?
I don't know. The rumor was that Libby was going to testify today. So if that does actually happen, or if that is actually happening, then I don't know. We can wrap it up pretty quickly. But I think that Libby's a tough cookie, and I think that he did not take kindly to being thrown under the bus by
everybody.
Everybody. And I think they thought that he was a good, loyal soldier who would, you know, fall on his sword for the good of Dick Cheney, and it didn't happen that way.
So you think he's going to try and throw Cheney under the bus?
Well, he's been trying so far a little bit, you know?
Well, if I were to talk to him personally, I'd go, look, Scoot. You gotta be the prosecution's stooge. That's your only way to survive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Rat them all out. That's what you ought to do. Okay, let me, before we run out of time here, it's 8:18, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The wonderful, vivacious Christy Harvey. The good looking Christy Harvey. Ha ha! it's my Chris Matthews invitation. Aqua Teen Hunger Force and Boston. Well, okay.
The terrorist fries, milkshake, and a terrorist meatball.
Yeah, I realize that we live in a country of heightened fear.
Right.
But are you telling me that they couldn't open up the box and see that it was electronic lights and a battery?
All right. First of all, I'd like to say this entire terror scare was worth it to hear Wolf Blitzer say the word meatwad.
Yes.
That right there, I was like, you know, I'm good now.
Yeah, that's cool.
I can die happy. But, yeah, it was the scariest part to me was not that these three Yahoos were able to plant these boxes of cartoon characters giving the finger all over Boston. It was that they said that they had done it 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I was like, hello, there's scary wire boxes on bridges.
It's in other cities, too.
Yeah. I mean, they did it in New York, which you would expect would be more paranoid than Boston.
Well, exactly. And I know here in D.C., I mean, you look away from your briefcase that's sitting next to you, and all of a sudden you're surrounded by the terror squads. It just made me a little nervous that, yes, I think it was stupid on the part of the viral campaign guys to try something in this day and age that they should have known would scare a lot of people and freak people out.
Well, then again, too, there's also the aspect, did you see the press conference with those two guys yesterday?
Yeah. Wow.
That's not a hair question.
That was surreal. That was surreal.
Okay, well, I mean, I want to ask the guy with the hair, the
dreadlocks.
The dreadlocks, like, how much ganj have you smoked before they picked you up, man?
That's the thing. I don't know if you watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force, but it's definitely a show that you can tell would be enhanced by inebriation.
Right. I don't know. I don't know.
But, the fact that, you know, these things are all over the country. They've been there for 3 weeks, and it took this long to find them, and it took an entire day and shut down the city of Boston before they could figure out what it is did not leave me feeling very safe.
I'm still convinced Homeland Security is going to blame it all on Iran.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's it. Everything's Iran's
fault.
Or
Scooter.
Now. Yeah, Scooter. But everything's Iran's fault now.
Exactly.
They're responsible for everything that goes on.
And if you listen to the language, you can pick up the language and put it right on top of the language they used before Iraq.
Yeah.
It matches up perfectly. And I just don't know why they expect us to have had a lobotomy in the past 6 years.
Well, they're going to bomb Iran.
Yeah.
I believe that with all of my heart. All right, one more thing.
Sure.
Because I don't want to let you go. This is so fun. All right. How about the report about waste in Iraq? Now, Lisa Myers last night on NBC and on MSNBC tries to grasp at a straw by saying, well, there were some good things done, after she shows like all of this
feces coming down
off the roof and everything else, like all this bad. I mean, once again, the taxpayers are like ripped off. Now, here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Where are all the conservatives and all the right-wingers who constantly bang and pound their fists and scream about welfare queens and all the waste in government? Why don't they yell about this?
Because they're making money off of it, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
these are their friends. These are their buddies.
You know, like the Parsons Company.
Parsons is one of my big devils. And the new company I hate is DynCorp. DynCorp is the one who built that $4.2 million swimming pool in Baghdad.
Oh, right.
And on top of that, they're the ones who in November were blamed for screwing up with the Afghanistan troops. And they're the ones who lost the IRS $200 million last year by, quote-unquote, fixing their computer system. And the computer system messed up on all these tax rebates. And we keep hiring them. You know, if you had a contractor come over to your house to, I don't know, give you new kitchen cabinets, and they built all of your kitchen cabinets in the bathroom out of chalk, and you paid them $1 million for it, you wouldn't then say, you know what, come back next week and redo my kitchen again. Or, you know, you're the guy I'm going to hire to build a deck for me. And the fact that we keep hiring these same groups over and over and over when all they do is take the money and then mess up the project. And I think, especially in this case, it's like treason.
I wish they I wish they would pursue war profiteering.
I wish they would, too. All right. The finisher.
Yes.
I got to ask this. Super Bowl.
Yes.
Tailgating.
I'm fired up about this, Jay.
Are you?
I mean, the Super Bowl is sort of the great equalizer. I do believe it's the new national holiday. It doesn't matter. You know, once you're watching the game, it only matters which team you're rooting for. It's not supposed to matter if you're rich or poor. It's all about the game and the beer and the guacamole. And this year, the NFL banned tailgating within a mile radius around the football stadium. No tailgating at all, which is sort of the point of football, if you ask me. I'm not a real big football fan, but I like the stuff around it. And they said it's because of terror. We can't have tailgating because of terrorism. We have to be safe. Then they turned around and in the same breath sold the tailgating spaces to big companies to put up corporate private tents.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a Super Bowl. That's not me. I'll be doing something else.
Well, you got to get you fired up for the common man, though.
Well, I'm pushing for the Bears. But that's the Bears. But that's as
the
far
Bears.
That's as far as it goes. Chrissy, thank you so much, and we miss you when you're not here. The beautiful, vivacious, and intelligent Chrissy Harvey. Ha-ha!
You're making me blush.
Ha-ha! You know, and, yeah, we'll talk about Chris Matthews and Tim Russert and their relationship next week. Do you think that they have lunch together?
I know for a fact that they don't.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah, how do they pass each other in the hallway? That must be kind of weird. All right. Thanks, Chrissy. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Okay. There's Chrissy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, and she also does mic check, and you can get those on the web, and they're definitely worth following. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8. Now we fall behind on commercials, but I don't care. What's management going to do? Fire me? Bust me? That's okay. I'll just go hold a sign up that says unemployed talk show host, 25 cents, or any help will do. We'll come back here. Open phones continues. 303-713-7600. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We'll still have some major hotspots for you right now. Southbound 25 really struggling getting into the tech center. That was due to a crash. Looks like they've cleared it pretty quickly just north of Yale, but it was a rollover, and we had pretty substantial backups behind it. Westbound I-70 west of Ward Road still had some car fire activity, as well as westbound I-70 near Federal. Now, if you are headed into the high country, just remember that the Loveland Pass is still shut down at U.S. 6. Of course, westbound I-70 remains off limits at Downeyville. That was due to a tanker spill. They're still cleaning that up right near Georgetown. Looks like this closure will be in effect until at least noon today. Weather outlook, looking for morning clouds and flurries, a high of 13 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, cold, sub-zero temperatures. Right now, mostly sunny, minus 9. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Stock your kitchen for the biggest football game of the year with Totino's Pizza Rolls. Warm, filling, delicious pizza taste, and easy to grab. And they're done in no time, so no missing out on the game. Want to hear football fans cheer? Pass them Totino's Pizza Rolls.
Flesher Hinton Music Company reminds parents, a creative outlet can do wonders for a child's imagination and confidence. Encourage your kids to explore their talents through drama, dance, art, or music. New forms of expression can enhance your child's personality, social skills, and outlook on life. This is from Flesher Hinton Music Company, featuring musical instruments new and used, for sale or for school rental. They're located at 3936 Tennyson in Denver and 1232 South Havana in Buckingham Square Mall in Aurora.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap.
Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
If you want half off your credit card bill, we can't help you. If you want half off your car payment, we can't help you. If you want half off your cell phone bill, well, we can't help you. But if you want half off your student loan payment, we can help you. That's right. You can cut your student loan payment by up to nearly half with College Loan Corporation. Just call 1-800-CLC-1979. We've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Now we'd like to help you cut your student loan payments by nearly half. This is not your typical loan. It's a free program. And by calling today, you may be eligible for up to a $2,000 cash rebate. That's right, $2,000 cash. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Learn how you can cut your student loan payments by up to nearly half and enjoy a cash rebate of up to $2,000. Call 1-800-CLC-1979. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-CLC-1979.
The president's approval rating, by the way, is about 28%.
Al Franken.
To illustrate this chart, on radio, you have to hear it. He started his administration at right around 50%. And then he went up a little, and then 9/11 hit, and he just went way up to 90, right? And then since Election Day 04, it's been... That was Katrina.
Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Coming up at 8:30 at AM 760.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
All you got to do is call, and we've got four open lines here this morning. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we're going to talk movies with somebody who we've never had on this show before, but should be pretty good, and we'll talk about the Oscars. We're going to talk about new movies opening up and those films that they're going to have out trying to appeal to basically women, I guess, in order to get them to go to the movies. So, if they're not interested in the Super Bowl, which... I'm not a big football fan, and I'm not going to, I don't think I'll watch. Even though I'm pulling for the Bears, I'll probably be, doing something else. And you know what, though? It's perfect weather to watch the Super Bowl because basically, I mean, Sunday the high is only going to be 29, and the low tonight is going to be like 4. So... I feel like we're like living in the Midwest, or we're living somewhere where there's where we have like a heavy winter climate. You know, the thing I wanted to ask on the air this morning, which I haven't got around to asking, and this is not something you usually would call up and answer if I ask you, but I really want to know this. There used to be this phenomenon when I worked in states with colder climates, and where it would stay cold or it would stay snowy for a long period of time. Where people would get cabin fever. So they wouldn't go out because it would be too cold. And the cold weather makes, it's kind of like the hot weather, it makes people turn angry. And I wonder if any of you have noticed this around the Front Range. Do people seem angrier to you than normal? I've had some people tell me yes. And I can remember being on the air as a disc jockey, not a talk show host, as a disc jockey, basically doing nothing wrong, and people would call and they would go crazy. They'd be extremely angry. And I remember turning to somebody I worked with and saying, well, and this was in the 80s, I remember turning to him and saying, well, these people don't like me. And he laughed and said, oh, no, that's what happens around January and February. People get nasty and they get hostile because they're stuck. They're stuck indoors. And I wonder, do you think people are getting nastier?
Angry? I haven't noticed it, but I don't.
I've had several people tell me that's the case.
Yeah.
Hey, Gina, are you there?
I am.
Think people are getting angry and nastier when they're driving stuff because of the weather?
I think absolutely.
Yeah. People seem to be like in an angry mood, right?
Everybody's fed up.
Maybe I just don't have much interaction with other people.
Well, considering your personality, that doesn't shock me.
Exactly.
let me tell you a story real quick. As I'm driving into work this morning, I'm coming up like Colorado Boulevard, coming northbound on Colorado Boulevard towards the station. And I pull to a stop. You know, there's a stoplight, and I'm in the right-hand lane. There's two lanes. I pull to a stop in the right-hand lane. There's a car behind me. He has his turn signal on. He wants to turn right on County Line or whatever. I'm in that lane. I'm going straight because it's also a straight lane as well. This guy's behind me figures that, you know, he doesn't want to wait for me, so he pulls off to the side of me on my left-hand side and then takes a right in front of me from the left-hand lane.
Good
like
Lord.
He couldn't wait 30 seconds.
Oh, God, that's illegal. Nice move.
I know. You know, I gave him the bird, but it's like, seriously, you couldn't wait 30 seconds.
That sounds like a Miami move.
No, I never shoot anybody the bird because you don't know.
No.
They could pull over and pull out a 45 and blow your head off.
That's a Miami move.
You know, I don't get in arguments with people. I don't do that kind of stuff anymore. Well, I just thought I'd ask you, Gina, because and I thought I'd ask in John Turk, producer, and I thought I'd ask you, John M., if this is the case. And I wonder if anybody wants to call in and cop to this, that they're in a meaner mood than they normally would be, because they're like the rest of us. They're just sick and fed up with this whole thing. And once again, the key word today, okay, for Mayor Hickenlooper is snowplow. Okay? We keep repeating that over and over again. Snowplow.
See, where the duck comes down.
Well, you know, the kids can snowboard down university. They'll have hot chocolate. No, Mayor, clean up the streets. We're sick of it.
This guy was like the golden boy of Colorado politics not too long ago.
He still is, probably. I'm probably the only one who thinks that this is all screwed
so.
Up.
I don't think so. I love
don't you think it's screwed up, Gina?
The snowplow issue?
Yeah, I mean, I'm driving down I-25 this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's covered. There's black ice. There's no plows.
Yeah,
I didn't see anything.
I didn't see any this morning. I thought it was unusual. And I think they've done a pretty good job up to now, but you're right. I didn't see any this morning.
I saw one as I was coming down the Boulder Turnpike. I hit I-25. I'm heading south on 25. I saw one northbound 25 around I-70 exit ramp.
I mean, the off-ramp at Bellevue was like a skating rink. Like, well, it looked like something out of Aspen. I got to get a pair of skis and, you know, could have done the downhill.
Toboggan.
Yeah, bobsled.
Bobsled.
My God. All right. Traffic's slow, so let's figure out how long it's going to take for people to get where they need to go.
Well, and if all that wasn't bad enough, now we're having to watch out for wildlife herds. So, you know, coming into the city who are feeding and crossing the highways, we have that problem right now on the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, that's my dinner.
There you go. A car hit a deer there, eastbound lanes right near Cherryville. So we need to watch out for those posted warning signs in a lot of areas where we're getting the herds. Southbound 25 south of Greenland, still dealing with wreck activity there. Southbound 225 at Parker again this morning. Still have this one southbound 25, a rollover approaching Yale. They cleared it, but we've got pretty heavy backups behind it. Weather today, looking for sunny skies, cold, close to 13. And right now, mostly sunny, -9. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
She was the first female president of Ireland and the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights. AM 760 and the Denver Post Unique Lives and Experiences welcome Mary Robinson February 12th at the Buell Theater. For more info and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Here's an important question for all investors. Are you making serious investment mistakes that can slash the value of your portfolio? You'll find out when you get a free copy of Fisher Investments' new report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. Just call today, 1-800-700-7741. This important report is written by Ken Fisher, the widely respected Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. In Ken's report, you'll learn the most common mistakes investors make, mistakes that could be costing you a lot of money. This is the kind of valuable information that Fisher Investments shares with high net worth investors like you, who value personal communication and exceptional money management services. To get your copy of this important free report, The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, call 1-800-700-7741. That's 1-800-700-7741. 1-800-700-7741.
In today's news, a U.S. company has created a computer program that literally has people quitting their jobs. This program allows you to set up a simple home-based business and start making unlimited cash on the Internet and eBay, all with products you don't store, touch, or pay for. And to promote this astonishing program, Internet Speedway will give anyone who calls at the end of this report a free CD that shows you how to get started. Earlier, we interviewed Dale from Wichita about the program.
Yeah, I started out thinking I'd just make some extra spending cash, but now I've done $100,000 in gross sales. It's incredible.
Internet Speedway's advanced technology allows you to sell products on the Internet, from digital cameras to iPod accessories to hundreds of others. To request your free CD while supplies last, here's a toll-free number you can call. 1-800-500-5197. That's the number to call for your free CD. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I want to let you know that during this interim, I have been still listening to you. I did complete my mission of doing all the documentation and everything, and I went out and voted.
Oh, good for you.
And I got, I know this is open line, so that's why I waited till Friday to get a hold of you again. Yeah, I did. I went out and voted, and everything that I voted for passed except for the marijuana and the gay thing.
Oh, you're talking about I, and also, and I can't remember the initiative number for.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, those didn't make it, unfortunately. But yeah, you know, the turnout of the elections was great.
You know, I'm a heterosexual male, and I don't, you know, I don't care how people live their lifestyle. It's their lifestyle. Anyways, I wanted to banter about a couple of things. What you were talking about yesterday with the girls being. Having to
get vaccinated?
Yeah.
Right.
I agree that, you know, it's a cool thing. That, you know, it's maybe a federally thing mandated. No, actually, I don't agree that it's a federally mandated
thing. Okay, two things here. Number one, it's not federally, it's state. And number two, I'm going to ask you this.
I have daughters.
Oh, no, that's not what I was going to ask you. I'm going to ask you this, and I could be wrong, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to get mad at me for asking, but I got to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you drink?
Yeah.
How many of you have this morning?
I had a beer this morning.
John.
Yeah.
John, come on.
No, hold it.
You had more than a beer.
Ask this question.
You had more than a beer.
You had more than a beer.
You're talking to me. You're not talking to some schlup on the street. I know what the deal is. And also, I got somebody else sitting here who knows what the deal is. And so don't try to pan it off on us. We're in radio.
And
we know what the deal is. So how much did you stick your snout into this morning? Come on. Fess up.
I've had one beer so far.
Yeah, right.
Shots of schnapps.
Yeah,
no,
what
really.
Did you have? Come on, man. I can hear it in your voice. What else did you have?
I don't have my teeth in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that what causes that?
No.
I'm shocked.
No, I'm being, you know,
facetious with you here. I know, because you've been drinking. Now, just be honest and level this. How much have you had to drink?
I've had one beer, which is a tall one.
Yeah, right. About the size of a gasoline tanker.
No, buddy. Come on.
You know, a gigantic, as big as an Olympic swimming pool.
Look, you know,
come on, John. What are you doing drinking at like 8:43 in the morning?
Okay. You want to know?
Yes, I do.
I'm on disability. I'm on. They want to give me antidepressants for pain. Chronic pain.
Well, who's they?
The doctors.
Okay, so you're using alcohol.
Well, so why don't you take the antidepressants?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to walk around like a damn zombie.
Well, you won't. I'm on antidepressants, and I don't sound like a zombie, do I?
No, you don't.
I count on
you guys for the, you know, the...
But John.
Yeah.
If you have pain... Both mental or physical, you cannot. You can't self-medicate, pal, because what ends up happening is A, you don't take care of it, and B, you're gonna kill your health. You're gonna kill yourself. I mean, it's gonna be. I mean, it doesn't work. You need to understand that. You need to go. You need to pay attention to what your doctors say.
And my doctors tell me that I should. Just be on medication and be a zombie.
No, that's not what they're saying, because if they give you medication and it makes you a zombie, then what you do is you pick the phone up and you call your doctor again and you go, look, I can't take so-and-so because it makes me feel like I'm not here and we need to try something else. That's what you end up doing. I have been through it. I've done it a million times, and you can't ignore medical advice and then be drinking at like 8:45 in the morning to try to relieve depression or pain or whatever, because it never goes away. It just gets worse, and you can't self-medicate through life. Come on.
Believe me, I know that.
Okay, I agree with you.
Okay, so what?
I totally agree.
All right. If you agree with me, here's what I want you to do.
I agree with you, but does that still predicate me from talking with you about issues and having any opinions?
Yes, somewhat it does until you take care of yourself and straighten yourself up and get sober. Yes, it does. Because I can't talk about issues when I know what you're doing is not right. And you told me you have a daughter?
I got two daughters and a son. They're all grown up.
Well, don't you think they care about you? Don't you think they love you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's another subject.
All right, well, hang on a second. Do you have a wife?
Do I have a
wife? Are you married?
No.
Okay, you're divorced.
Yeah.
Okay, but don't you think you owe your kids something?
Yeah.
Don't you think you owe your kids more than, like, oh, I heard my dad on AM 760 at 8:47 in the morning drunk?
I brought my son out here to Colorado.
Yeah, well, you know what? See, don't move off onto something else. Stay on yourself. So here's what you need to do. Listen to me carefully. Listen carefully. You need to sober up and call your doctor today. Do you have the prescription medicine they gave you, or did you never fulfill the prescriptions?
Oh, I got a couple of bottles laying around here, high blood pressure and antidepressants.
Okay, do you take
them? I got a whole shelf.
All right. Do you take them? No.
No.
Okay, you're going to kill yourself. You have to straighten up and fly right. And you know I'm telling you the truth. Come on, admit it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you ever heard this statement? God helps those who help themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when we get off the phone, you make yourself a cup of coffee.
Oh, I can't do coffee.
Well, then, you know what? Then, you got to do something. You know what? Do you have any beer left in, do you have any liquor left in the house?
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Oh, yeah. I always give my stuff away.
No. Pour it down the drain. Pour it down the drain. Take control of your life. Take your blood pressure medicine. Take the antidepressant. If it bothers you or makes you zombie-like, which, you know, by drinking, you're halfway to zombieism anyway, but by if it makes you feel zombie-like, then you dial the doctor and you say, I took what you gave me, and I don't feel right, it doesn't work, and I need something else. But you don't do what you're doing now.
By the way, you quit drinking, and there's a good chance your blood pressure will go down, too.
That's right. You got to stop.
Well, I agree with you on all these points, okay?
Okay, then what's the problem?
There's no problem. I'm just wondering why I can't have an opinion about
because we don't let people on the air in most circumstances who are inebriated. Because if I could get you sober and play you a tape back of yourself talking to me on the public airwaves,
yeah. You
would be embarrassed. And I don't want to embarrass you, and that's not the purpose of this program, to embarrass people. It's not what this is all about. So you got to do something about yourself.
My political opinions or my things don't count.
No, they do count, but you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah, I am hearing what
you're
saying.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, we don't.
Yes.
In other words, I'm not going to allow you to get on the air and embarrass yourself because you are self-medicating and you have an abuse problem. So now, I have to go, but I want this promise out of you that you will sober up, get rid of that stuff, take your medication as directed, and rehook up with your doctor. Do you see a psychiatrist?
I don't have transportation up here.
What, to a psychiatrist? You don't have transportation?
No.
How do you get to the doctor?
I hitchhike into the local clinic. There's no transportation out there in the mountain.
All right,
I'm not going to live down in a flatland.
I understand. I'm not trying to force you to move. I gotta go. But look, do you have any friends? Don't tell me you don't have any friends. You got friends, right?
I do, but I can't handle them because they won't listen to you guys, and won't.
That doesn't make any. You don't have to. Look, I got friends that aren't politically on the same side as me. Get a ride, but take care of yourself. Clean your act up. Take care of yourself. I love you, but you got to fix yourself up, and then you can call anytime. As a matter of fact, you could co-host the show with me. I don't care, but get sober, okay? Okay?
Where's your office?
Never mind about that. Sober yourself up, okay? I love you. I got to go.
I love you, too.
All right, see ya. Boy, stuff like that disturbs me. 8:51, traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We still have wrecks just stringing the highways across the metro area and out of town. So want to watch out for problems along your I-70 corridor westbound at Pecos. They're dealing with one I-76 eastbound at Pecos as well. Southbound 225 in Aurora, we've had another issue there right near Parker. We had, of course, a rollover crash we started off with this morning. Looks like we've got new problems there now off on the right-hand shoulder. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike were tied up at Cherryvale. A deer was hit there by a car, so be careful of those herds crossing the highways. We still have problems along southbound I-25. Backups primarily north of Yale. That rollover has been moved out of the way. Weather outlook today, looking for mostly sunny skies but very cold. High of 13. Right now, mostly sunny, minus 9. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Was the Pentagon selling military parts to Iran? Senator Ron Wyden joins the program to talk about his bill to cut off any kind of surplus sales of military items. The House Judiciary Committee is probing the president's torture and Patriot Act signing statements. Debbie Wasserman Schultz joins us to talk about that. And there's new debate on the efficiency of ethanol. Is it really worth it? We'll take your calls and more on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You can't afford to wait that long for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. Well, now you can get the cash you need immediately. J.G. Wentworth can help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. You've seen our ads on TV. You need cash now. Now is the time to call. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call J.G. Wentworth now. Find out how you can turn your structured settlement payments into cash you can use today. For free information, call 1-800-500-6517. Your bills won't wait, your expenses won't wait, and your settlement money is spread out over years. Don't wait. Get cash now from J.G. Wentworth. It's your money, isn't it? Use it when you need it. For free information, call us now at 1-800-500-6517. That's 1-800-500-6517. 1-800-500-6517.
8:54, 54 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin here. You know, getting a new car is a big decision. It really is. It's a major undertaking, actually. But the people who will simplify it and plus give you the most bang for your buck are my buds at Rocky's Autos, because they have the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, and they've got virtually everything you can think of. And I tell you this, but you really got to see it for yourself. Really got to go check it out. And they've got their matching down incentive going on. Their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Get out there and see my friends Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Fred Labrato. Any of the folks working at Rockies will help you out. They're passionate, and they want you to come back. So there's no quarter or value in treating you wrong or trying to take your money and not give you what you're looking for. They're really stand-up folks, and Mary and I have bought from them. John Turk has bought from them. We send our friends there. People who we work with here go to them. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So whatever it is you're looking for, Rockies has got it, and with the matching down and their prices, I mean, you just aren't going to make out any better. Rockies Auto, Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You want to do business with people who get it? Well, I'll tell you something. Rockies definitely gets it.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Maine.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, I apologize. 8:57, 57 minutes past the hour. I apologize for eating up so much time, but I felt like I had to talk to John, and I just had to be level, and I had to be straight with him. And John, if you've got the radio on, you know, I sincerely hope with all of my heart that you'll take my advice, get in contact with your doctor, start taking your medication, and stop drinking, because you can't self-medicate and be happy. It just doesn't work, and you owe your kids, and you owe your community more than trying to do what you're doing. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the movies, and then we'll go back and take more of your phone calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And once again, I apologize, but I felt like I had to spend the extra time with John, and I know I crimped everything up. Also, don't forget, go to am760.net, vote on our weather poll, go to the Jay Marvin page and vote on it. Turk and I put it together, and, well, we think it's kind of funny. Actually, we're laughing about it, so we hope you'll participate in it. More coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The DNC is coming to Denver in 08. What will it mean for us? Jay Marvin shares his thoughts exclusively online. Listen to Jay's opinion on AM760.net.
We are the station.
This is your home for the 2008 Democratic National Convention. AM760. Progressive Talk.
Travelers today are too pampered. In my day, there were no four-star hotels. You wanted stars. You slept outside.
When it comes to finding the best hotels, you don't want just anybody's opinion.
I saw Europe from the back of a mule.
You want the opinions of other travelers like you. And that's exactly what you'll find in the 2006 TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Awards, the only hotel awards based on the feedback of millions of real travelers on the world's largest online travel community. View the complete list of winners free at TripAdvisor.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
AutoZone can save you money when you change your car's oil. For a limited time, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $12.99. That's right, a complete oil change for just $12.99. And we're not done yet. You can also get $2 off any air filter. See store for details. AutoZone, your oil change headquarters.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Central Florida is reeling from violent storms overnight that authorities blame for at least 14 deaths and widespread devastation. At least one tornado tore through the region. This woman says the sound left no doubt.
It's like a freight train coming through your house. I ran into my closet and huddled on the floor and prayed.
Governor Charlie Crist has declared a state of emergency in 4 counties. Craig Fugate, the director of the state's emergency management agency, says the situation is bad.
We have a lot of traffic signals out. We have power lines down. We have debris on the road. So unless it's necessary, please stay off the roads. Leave those roads open to the emergency responders.
If there was any doubt about the causes of climate change before, they've evaporated.
The warming has been able to be attributed to human activity.
Susan Solomon, co-chair of the international group that's released the most comprehensive assessment yet of global warming and its consequences. The report predicts temperatures will continue to rise for centuries. For the administration's reaction, we're live at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, the White House, Nick, describes the report as valuable. A spokesman says it includes some significant conclusions. The president's science advisor points to a robust body of knowledge that shows the Earth is warming and human activity is a major cause. Now, environmentalists have criticized the administration's stand on climate change, and this morning there is no sign of any change in the president's opposition to the goal of many green groups, mandatory caps on greenhouse gases.
And some excitement there at the White House Press Center, Peter.
Well, yes, just as we were being briefed on the climate change report, we were evacuated briefly because of a bomb scare. Again, false alarm here at the temporary media facility across the street from the White House, Nick.
Well, the words are there in the latest National Intelligence estimate of the situation in Iraq. The report, which hasn't been released publicly yet, says civil war applies in key areas of the fighting. It is not a return to the bad old days of the hanging Chad, but Florida's governor wants changes in some of the touchscreen voting machines installed after the controversial 2000 election. Governor Charlie Crist wants every county to have machines that will produce a paper trail for manual recounts. Abby Rubin is a computer science professor at Johns Hopkins University.
I think a lot of the country is moving towards paper ballots. I think it's the right way to go. That doesn't mean that we can't use technology in the process. You can use technology to mark the paper ballots. You can use technology to scan and read and count the paper ballots.
The nation's jobless rate climbed in January to 4.6%, a four-month high as employers added fewer spots to their payrolls and wages inched up 0.2 of a point. Economist Mark Zandi.
For the year as a whole, we've seen some really good increases in wages, and that is consistent with the job market that's in pretty good shape. Indicates that workers have some negotiating power now with their discussions with their employers.
And checking Wall Street at this hour, a mixed picture. The Dow is off 3 points, the NASDAQ up about 8. This is CBS News.
Get 2 full days of store-wide savings at Kohl's 2-Day Sale this Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Save 40 to 60% on hundreds of new arrivals like Mrs. Sportswear, men's, juniors, and kids' apparel, family shoes, sheets, towels, frames, and more. Save 50% on select kitchen electrics and floor care. Plus, shop our Gold Star clearance merchandise and get incredible savings on select winter apparel and home items this Friday and Saturday only at Kohl's 2-Day Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. The American Heart Association says one way to promote a healthy heart is to eat a diet naturally rich in antioxidants. So where can you find them? Well, did you know Welch's 100% grape juice contains powerful antioxidants, much like the grapes used to make red wine? In fact, one independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. It may be the tastiest way to help protect your heart. I made the switch to Welch's 100% grape juice. No added sugar, unmistakably delicious taste. I'm Charles Osgood. See you on the Osgood File.
And it's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. It is so cold in parts of Colorado today, the records are breaking. Temperature fell to 18 below zero this morning at DIA. The Weather Service says that low temp breaks the previous record of 16 below zero, which was set back in 96. The latest fast-moving storm dumped about 4 inches of snow in the metro area, left behind another icy greeting for drivers this morning.
It's just treacherous conditions. The road is just a sheet of ice. People need to slow down and just absolutely take it easy.
And that's the watchword. You're going to need to plan some extra time this morning if you're getting out.
Just a lot of icy and snowpack conditions on these highways. So it looks like for the morning commute, you're going to want to give yourself plenty of extra time to get out the door. Hopefully it will not be as bad as it was last evening.
CDOT's Michael Murray also says westbound I-70 still closed at Downeyville between Idaho Springs and Georgetown because of that overturned semi that spilled fuel. Some state lawmakers want to include casinos in the state smoking ban. The legislature passed a smoking ban last year, but after heavy lobbying, there was a big exemption for the gambling palaces. Several Dems say they'll introduce a bill today to change that. They say casino workers shouldn't have to be exposed to secondhand smoke, just like everybody else. And new government statistics showed traffic deaths of Colorado's teen drivers and their passengers dropped 40% the first year of that new law limiting how many kids young drivers can have as passengers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're still struggling around the city. We've got a wreck, another one yet. Southbound 225 between Parker and Yosemite. It was blocking your center lane layer in Aurora. Westbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan had a car hit the barrier wall. Looks like they just cleared that, but you've got some stop and go behind it. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike affected yet again right near Cherryvale. Have a lot of stop and go as well at Sheridan. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on.
price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No, but you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
John M., mostly sunny today, high 16. Man, it is cold out there. Be careful. The roads are covered with black ice, and it is it's slippery. All right, we're gonna take a look at the movies today, because there are a lot of us who aren't going to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday. And also, go to the movies tonight, tomorrow night, if you want to venture out in the cold. And I don't mind doing that if there's a good film to see.
Yeah.
And on the line, we're going to get on the line here with Tom Tagney. Tom's got a difficult last name to pronounce. We'll get into that with him. He works for News Radio 710 Cairo. He's our film critic and managing editor. He does that by day, and by day he manages the chaos that is the newsroom. And by night he sits in the dark making snide comments about what he sees on the silver screen. And we love guys like that. Tom, good morning and welcome, man.
Welcome, you guys.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. Okay. Let's get into what's going on here film-wise. First of all, I got to ask you about a film that's been out for a long, long time, and I was horrified by it. And 35 to 40 minutes into the film, I want to run out of the theater screaming. I just have never had this kind of, and I've sat through some bad movies, okay. But the Will Smith film. Pursuit of Happiness. Like, what is, I mean, come on. I mean, if you go into that film and you have, like, any kind of depression problems at all, if you don't stay for the ending, I mean, you'll kill yourself halfway through the film.
Yeah, but why would you walk out of a movie half an hour into it? Of course you would. That's so funny that you would mention that. That is one of the, it may be falsely uplifting, but it's one of the most uplifting movies of the year. So the fact that you would walk because you were disturbed and depressed, it seems so counterintuitive. Why did you go to the movie at all?
Because
it's
I wanted
the pursuit because, of happiness.
Because I want to see Will Smith, and I wanted to see his kid. And
yeah,
it's like one bad incident after another. And it's like by the time they got to the part, it's like, okay, there's no human being that has that many bad, even though it's a true story, that many bad things happen to them. Time after time after time. Look, I'm the original bad luck kid, and I've never had it that bad.
Well, that is very true. I think the film really is sort of it's false. It doesn't ring true. And the irony is that, yeah, as you mentioned, it's based on a real guy's life. I mean, he's written this book. It's his autobiography about a guy who had everything in his life go bad for him, and yet through force of character and sheer determination, he turns his life around and ends up, you know, being a top CEO and all that. It's really the feel-good story on a professional level of the year. The thing is that I agree. The reason it doesn't ring true is because it is one bad event after the other. You know, even the most down of us at our most down time, it's not like everything piles up on each other as insistently as it does in this movie. So I'd agree with you. It stretches credulity, you know, to the breaking point. However,
the world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Events that happened to this guy. But it also does give you a chance, if you like Will Smith. I'm not really sold on Will Smith. I think he's a great sort of mainstream guy, but I don't grant him much, you know, credence as an actor, despite the fact that he did win an Oscar nomination for his acting. But you do get to see him interact with this kid, and it's all very sweetsy in a kind of, you know, false way. But still, it definitely is an upbeat movie. You just got to stick it through to the end.
Okay, and my next question about this, and then we'll get off this, is why didn't his son get an Oscar nomination?
Well, you know, it's tough for kids. Kids don't often get recognized, you know, at the Academy. Now, this year they do have Abigail Breslin, the little cutie from Little Miss Sunshine, who did get a nomination. But it's pretty rare. I mean, I think, you know, most people don't actually like. In fact, for a while the Oscars had a child acting category because they just think it's unfair. Kids don't really act; they're just natural, and so that's the idea behind it. It's a bit like putting up a dog or you know, any kind of pet. It's like. The idea is there's not a conscious acting performance there. It's more just them being natural and, you know, looking good on camera. Huh. But, I mean, I agree. You know, what's interesting about Will Smith is I think Will Smith's career is based on his sort of natural charm, and that's a lot like what his kid managed to pull off, too.
Yeah, see, I agree. I really do.
Yeah.
But
so.
I just don't know many kids that could... They could act like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that's true. And, yeah, whatever faults I have with the movie, it certainly isn't a you know, based on the acting, or at least the acting of that kid.
All right.
So.
Let's move on to what's opening now.
By the way, are you in the habit of walking out of movies?
No.
Okay.
I stick about to the bitter end because I'm a huge sucker.
You know, the only two movies I ever walked out on were Purple Rain with Prince and Mel Brooks' History of the World Part 2.
You just were laughing so hard your stomach hurt and you couldn't take the strain of the laughs. Is that it?
Only two films in my entire life that I walked out of.
Very good.
Hey, what's wrong?
You know, speaking of Prince, it's Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maybe he'll do an encore of Purple Rain just for you.
Yeah, we'll ask him. All right, this is called a chick flick, but I would go see it anyway because I love Diane Keaton. Oh, you don't like her? This is called Because I Said So. All right, what's the story here? The critics give it an F. What do you say?
Oh, man, if, you know, this is, I don't consider myself necessarily a Diane Keaton fan, but I'm certainly not I don't reject her either as an actress. I love the fact that Diane Keaton has managed at this stage in her life, I mean, she just turned 60, to get a career going. I mean, she did the Something's Gotta Give with Jack Nicholson. She actually is one of the few actresses who have a career at this point, at her age. And so I applaud her for this kind of movie. This is your mother-daughter comedy. I think it's perfect counter-programming for the Super Bowl this weekend. But my God, this is a god-awful film. I mean, this is a movie that only a mother could love, and maybe her daughters. But in general, I just thought it was a complete and utter bust. Here's the premise: Diane Keaton plays the single mother of three grown daughters. The youngest happens to be Mandy Moore. So the idea is to get the older crowd in for the Diane Keaton performance and get the younger crowd in with Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore plays this kind of a somewhat unlucky in love daughter, and the mother is driving her crazy because she's trying to interfere and set her up with dates. She takes an internet ad out for her daughter and all this kind of stuff. So it's your kind of your classic tale of the intrusive mother, the mother who can't let go, the overbearing mom. And I actually think that's a admittedly rich vein to mine for comedy, but the problem is that it's done so broadly, and Diane Keaton is so screechingly exaggerated that even when the film occasionally hits upon some real truths, I mean, I'm married and have two daughters, so I see that fascinating interplay between mothers and daughters all the time, but anything that actually rings true is sort of lost in this din of loud caricatures, and poor Diane, if you're a fan, maybe you should go see it just to see the kinds of embarrassing things she's forced to do to get through.
No, not after you pan the crap out of it. Forget it. I won't be there.
I mean, one of the scenes is she's in a gym with all of her three daughters, and they're all standing around in their underwear, and the daughters start mocking her for her, you know, her old lady underpants. You know, I mean, it's just like, oh, he just cringes. There's another scene. She decides to go to the internet to find a date for Mandy, and she gets stuck on an internet porn site, and she's so shocked, and the dog starts barking, and the phone rings, and she can't get it off her screen, and she gets upset. There's another, the most excruciating scene is where she sits there on a couch. She's turning 60 in the movie, and she's having kind of this crisis of confidence, but she confides in Mandy, her youngest daughter. She says, can you describe to me what an orgasm feels like? I go, oh, my God.
And then
Mandy
right.
actually has to sit there and describe it to her. And she's, her tongue is hanging out like a dog, you know, and she laps up this information. I go, oh, my God, it is terrible.
All right, well.
So, yeah. Please don't.
If I had to go to that one, that might be number three that I'd walk out on.
Okay, well, all right, we're passing on that one.
Very good.
The Messengers.
Oh, yeah, the previews look pretty good on that.
Yeah.
They're pretty scary.
Pretty scary.
Yeah.
I don't like really scary films, but
I love them.
Well, the thing is, The Messengers has not opened here, so I have not seen that.
Oh, okay, well, we haven't either. All right,
okay,
here's another one that gets panned. I believe it gets panned today in the New York Times. Factory Girl about Andy Warhol, I can't remember who the Warhol character is.
Sedgwick.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, again, what's interesting about this is I'm actually looking forward to this film, but that's another one. That just because it opens in New York doesn't mean it's opened across the country. So that is
right, that's true.
That's not screened yet. So, yeah, that's a... You know, they've already, Angelina Jolie owes owes part of her successful career to that character. And so, I mean, she did an HBO special and won an Emmy for that performance as Edie. And it's a real rich territory. I mean, Andy Warhol, and the reason it's called The Factory Girls, Andy Warhol called his lifestyle and his artwork The Factory. And
right.
So she was just one of the people in his factory. But again, it hasn't played. Movies that open in New York and L.A., you know, have early sense, and we'll get that in another week or two. So
yeah, same thing here. All right, here's one that is out, and I got to ask you about this one because, and I hate to admit this on the air, I really am sick of Andy Garcia, but Smoking Aces.
Well, what is it about Andy Garcia and Smoking Aces? Here's the thing about Smoking Aces. I think this is a kind of movie that's designed for like 20-year-olds. It's an extremely violent and laughably violent, intentionally laughably violent movie by the guy who did, Joe Carnahan did one other movie with Ray Liotta called Narc, which is a very sort of, he was trying to recreate the 70s feel, real sort of
gritty. Oh, I saw that.
What'd you think of that?
I liked it.
Okay. Well, I think this is a very different kind of movie, but what it does give you, Joe Carnahan knows what he's doing with movies, and he knows what he wants to do. Smokin' Aces is a kind of a cross between Quentin Tarantino and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. I don't know if you
saw that too. I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, see, fantastic. So what he's managed to do is, in Narc, he tried to recreate the 70s movies. In this case, he's trying to recreate the kind of the panache, the flair of Quentin Tarantino, and the Lock, Stock, and Barrel, and Two Smoking Barrels, and the Snatch movies. And the thing is that if you take it all as a lark, it actually works. This movie is getting panned for the most part, and it is ridiculous. You've got one guy, Jeremy Piven, who is the centerpiece of the movie. He plays a guy who he's kind of like a faux Frank Sinatra type, who is about to turn state's evidence against this mob, and he's going to go into the witness protection program. And so you've got like seven or eight different groups of guys that want him dead. There's a contract out for him. And so you have these crazy, like, Mohawk neo-Nazi types that are going after him. You have Ben Affleck as another hire going after him. You've got, like, all of these ridiculous Alicia Keys. It plays, like, a black hit woman who goes after him. And you have all these assassins converging, on the Jerry Piven hotel room. And the thing is, it's ridiculous, but it's done with a lot of flair. So if you don't like violence, I'd advise you against it. If you don't like mindless violence or entertaining violence, then I would also steer clear of it. Because at the end of the movie, you feel like, what did that all add up to? What is the point of all this? However, if you accept the fact that there's an aesthetics of violence that you can have, there can be sort of entertaining violence and it doesn't take itself seriously. It's not a bad entertaining romp of nonstop violent action with a laugh.
Oh, I like
how's that?
Yeah, and I like both forms of violence. And one of my all-time favorite movies is Sexy Beast.
Wow, is that right? You like those gold lamé speedo? beginning of that movie. That's hysterical.
Hey, let me tell you something. That's how I want to live. I want to live in Spain, wherever he was living, with a guy buried under my swimming pool. I'll just have the calamari, pal. That's what I'm going to have.
Good for you. That's a great movie. Not a lot of people have seen that movie, but I think, that's a fantastic movie. In fact, that's what I would do. Rather than going out to see something in the theaters right now necessarily, I might go to the video store and suggest you go rent Sexy Beast and watch that one more time.
I mean, I love that part where he says, this is a bloke, and a bloke, you know, this is a bloke you know. And he goes through that whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Oh. It's a fantastic script. You have that whole underwater, bank robbery scene. I mean, there's a lot of great bizarre stuff in that movie. That's much better than anything that's out right now, I got to tell you.
Yeah. What's that character's name? Teddy Bass or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Mr. Black Magic.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta ask you about that the new Peter O'Toole film.
Venus. Yeah.
Was it good?
You sound skeptical.
Well, I don't know.
Here's the thing.
In his dying years, I don't know.
Well, here's the deal. I second your skepticism, and I am not fully on board with this movie. The danger of these kinds of movies is that they become very sort of sentimental. And, you know, it's a bit like on Golden Pond, where you're more amazed at the fact these actors are still breathing than they're actually making a good movie. Well, here's the thing about Nick. Here's the one saving grace about Peter O'Toole's character. He basically is playing Peter O'Toole. He plays an aging, in fact, dying older actor who is forgotten by everyone out there in the community except for his other aging older actors. So he just sits around and they kind of talk about the old days and gripe here or there. Well, it turns out the basic plot setup is that one of his fellow aging actors has a grand niece. So this isn't just playing a generational difference. This is like three generations away. A grandniece who has to come and visit him because she wants to become a model. And because he plays this sort of aging roué, he goes after her, and he has this twinkle in his eye, and he sort of comes on to her. And the thing is that the point of this movie is that, you know, dirty young men grow up to be dirty old men, and even though he maybe can't even get it up, he still is interested, and he's still kind of coming on to her because he's a ladies' man from the get-go, and even at the end, he's still this ladies' man. The nice thing about this movie is it doesn't get all sentimental and mushy. Instead, he actually confronts the whole issue of sexuality with this young thing, this 20-something, and she confronts it right back. And it makes you a little uncomfortable, which I actually like. The movie is willing to be a little dangerous. Instead of getting all soft-headed about, this old man's sexuality, isn't he? He's like a grandpa. It's like, this guy may be a grandpa or a great-grandpa, but he still has sexual drive and sexual energy, and how do you deal with it? So he really does sort of push the envelope a bit. And I appreciate a movie that just doesn't get all, hallmarky and sappy about it. It's awkward. It's dealt with in an awkward manner, and it seems at least legitimate, and certainly as legitimate as anything in Pursuit of Happiness, for instance.
So
it's a great performance. I think that he deserves an Oscar nomination, but the movie, despite it being slightly dangerous, is still a little too sentimental for my taste. So I'd only go if you're a big Peter O'Toole fan.
Okay, right. Fair enough. So we'll go out and rent something this weekend. Tom, you've been great. You want to do this again next Friday?
Absolutely.
You know, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I like to do next Friday. I like to have you on after 9. I want to put you on for a whole hour. Can you do a whole hour? Let's talk movies next Friday and just BS for an hour.
We'll have to talk. We got a lot of Oscar nominees people ought to be going out to see, so maybe we can do that.
Sounds great.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Tom
cool
Tangy.
Guy. Cool guy.
Is that how you say his last name? But I have to ask him about that off the air. And he's the film critic for News Radio 710 KIRO Cairo. Tangney. Tangy? Tangai?
Tangai?
We'll have to ask Turk about that. Anyway, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and anybody who loves Sexy Beast, okay, is on with me.
Yes.
I'll just have the calamari.
I love that film. That should have been a cult classic.
It is.
It should have become a
cult classic. We'll make it one. As a matter of fact, we had to have a screening of it someplace.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Energy Hog to Team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
Luasha, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances!
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver Package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership 3318-07.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Well, I love that. We're going to definitely have Tom back next week to talk about movies. I love films. 9:30 here at AM760, Progressive Talk. And, he was talking. Jay Marvin here, by the way. And go to AM760.net, too, and vote on our weather question. And let me read this instant message, too. Oh, I got to find it. I have it here in front of me. Because I was asking earlier if the weather is getting to you. Because, as I said, when I've worked radio in colder climates, when people get stuck and they can't get out, then they start getting crabby. And people have told me that the weather is making them crabby. And so I asked the question on the air. And Terry sent me this instant message, which wasn't so instant because it's been sitting here for a while, but I wanted to read it. Jay, I'm definitely feeling more anger because of the weather. I spend so much time dealing with the snow and the other conditions that result from cold and snow that I get angry if anyone asks me to do anything not related to taking care of my personal business. I grew up in Minnesota, left there partly to get away from winters like this. I have a friend that I correspond with in Trinidad, Colorado, and he's in the same shape, maybe worse. Here's a retired guy, and he has been shut in most of the winter because of the amount of snow that is they have down there. They got more than the Denver area. Yeah, I had the same thing in mind, too, Terry, if you're still listening. I was happy to take a job here and come back here because I remember the winters being relatively mild and not that tough. And this morning, coming in here when it was like 7 degrees out, 7 below outside, it's like, man, this smacks of my last job. In the wintertime. Except there, the wind blows in Chicago, and it makes it even worse. And they're not having that bad of weather there, really. I think it's like 28 there today. So it's brutal out there. All right, 303-713-7600. And I got two lines open, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? And you know what this weather reminds me of? And it's going to get cold tonight. What is it, Gina? Going down to 4 below, I think?
Yes. Sub-zero for sure.
It reminds me of when I... It reminds me of when I've lived in cold weather climates that you got to go out and do the following things. You got to make sure you got a full tank of gas in your car if it's outside, so your fuel doesn't freeze. And the other thing is we used to have to put additive in the gas to make sure that it didn't freeze. And it was, man, it was cold this morning. What time did you get in here this morning?
Let's see. I got in about 5:15. I left a little.
How cold was it when you? It was cold, wasn't it?
Oh gosh, it was so cold. The heater would not warm up. I mean, it never warmed up all the way in. It was so cold. I wore long johns today.
Well, I was all bundled up. Definitely bundled up. Because since I've had this operation, my body chemistry, I think, has changed, and now I'm more sensitive to cold than I used to be.
That's interesting.
And I'm even more, cold is tough, and now it's even worse. So I've been wearing like a hat to work every day and a long sleeve shirt that doesn't fit because it's too big and bundling up.
When are you going to buy new clothes?
Oh, not until I have to. Not until I have to. I don't know how many sizes down now. But
that's wonderful.
Not until I absolutely have to. Okay, as we've been saying all morning, the key word for the mayor of Denver is snowplow. Okay, it is really, the roads have really been difficult, haven't they?
Oh, they've been so nasty. We've got a really bad wreck right now that just occurred westbound I-70 right near Tower Road. If you're in the Aurora area, looks like somebody actually sailed off the interstate there. So there's going to be a lot of activity. I would steer clear of that if you can. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike have another wreck right near Cherryvale. We've had several incidents there this morning, so it must be extremely icy. I would really watch out for that actually on both sides of the turnpike. And, of course, for the high country, it's been pretty nasty as well. Got a new rollover westbound I-70 at Evergreen Parkway to watch out for. If you are headed that direction, of course, keep in mind you are going to be caught in some major jams due to that westbound interstate closure at Downeyville. That rolled tanker and the fuel spill still there, and it looks like they won't reopen that until probably mid-afternoon. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and cold, looking for a high of only 13 degrees.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound throughway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Somebody rang the doorbell last night, and I slept through that, too. That's what happens when you get a Sleep Number bed. Sleep Number beds are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. They come with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night home trial. And now through Valentine's Day, February the 14th, you can get no interest and no payments until 2008 on all Sleep Number bed sets. Plus, get a free luxurious dual-weight comforter with the purchase of a select bed set. That's a $250 value. So, get to the Select Comfort store nearest you. There are Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations of Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I like coconuts. You can break them open. They smell like ladies lying in the...
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
The reason I called was I wanted to ask your opinion about self-medicating with alcohol. Okay, here's the situation. In December of 05, I fell down, slipped on the ice, and I crushed my elbow and broke 3 bones in my forearm. And so hence I've got a plastic elbow and titanium steel holding my forearm together. Now, they gave me oxycodone after the operation, and I used it for about 3 weeks. And I don't know if you've ever used oxycodone. But
twice.
It's a real heavy drug. I never experienced it. I'm not a drug user. I'm not used to that type of high. But I noticed after 10 days I had become hooked. And within 20 days after the... pain from the operation and all that had gone away, I threw 19 pills down the toilet and I got rid of it. But I started drinking beer. Now that's the second situation. I'm 56 and I didn't start drinking until I was 52. I was married to a very religious woman who passed on, and for 30 years I didn't drink. I was never used to alcohol. But, okay, after the operation I started drinking, 5-6 beers a night. And I've cut that down to 3 now. And it's only at nighttime after work. I get home about 8:30. And here's the other situation. Until August, I worked 30 hours a week. And in August, I got a big promotion. Now I work 60 hours a week. So my workload is just humongous. But so by the end of the until August, my arm never hurt that bad. But now working so much, it hurts quite bad at the end of the day.
All right. Well, did you go to the doctor about this?
No, not really.
Why not?
Oh, well, I didn't really. I just figured it was, part of the, working so much that's why it hurt as it did. I tell you another thing. I don't like pills. I've never liked
all
pills.
Right, I understand that, but let me cut to the chase here.
Okay,
are you drinking the beer? Are you drinking the beer at night to help you with the pain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Two things. One, you can't do that. That's not the way to do it. And number two, call your doctor and tell your doctor, look, I can't take OxyContin. I just can't do it. Now, let me tell you, I've had experience with that drug twice. First time, I had, this was 2-3 years ago, I had some shattered discs in my neck and a bone spur that was pressing against my esophagus. And one day up and out of nowhere, it just started hurting. And I went to the doctor. It is a result of an auto accident that I had here in Denver. So the thing was, they gave me that drug, and I took it and kept going to work. And one day, I got horribly, horribly sick on it, went home, laid down in bed, couldn't get out of bed, started sweating like crazy, and Mary had to call an ambulance. And before they could perform the operation, which they had to go in through my neck, and it was very delicate, I had to sit in the hospital for, I think, 4 or 5 days to get me to recover because my system had gone into shock over that.
Oh,
now, the second time I've used it was this last surgery I had, the gastric bypass, and I didn't have any adverse effects, but what I did was, as soon as I possibly could stand it, I stopped taking it and switched to Tylenol. But what you need to do is, you can't sit there and drink and self-medicate yourself. You need to call your doctor and just say, it doesn't work for me.
Yes and no. I mean, yes, I understand what you're saying there. But now I only drink 3 beers a night, and it's only 6 nights a week. And I'll tell you one more thing. When I drink it, it takes the pain away, and the pain is gone until the next day after I start working.
I understand that, but here's the thing.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Your doctor needs to know that you're having trouble with your arm and your elbow.
Yeah, you're right.
He needs to know that, and you need to have him know that.
No, you're right. It's been really killing me the last couple
months. Yeah, that's right.
So.
And you never know what's going to come out of this, and it could make things worse.
Yeah, well, you're right. I'm going to give him a call today.
And medication, you know what medication does? Let me tell you what self-medicating does. Self-medicating covers up what's really there. So you don't know.
I don't know
if you've got a real problem or if it's just. And by the way, P.S., William.
Yes.
He's the one who did this. He operated on you.
Right.
And it's his responsibility to give you a workable alternative.
You're right. This is why I called today, because I knew I'd get a good opinion from you.
Well, I don't know if it's a good one, but
it is. It's a good opinion. I know it. I knew it's the opinion that I should have figured out a long time ago, but I think I needed to talk to a friend. So.
Well, you can always email me or call me, but and I want you to email me and tell me what happens. But,
I will.
But
I
you
will.
Need you need to get off the phone. When you get off the phone with me, you need to call immediately and go, look.
I'm going
to
do that.
I'm having pain and get it taken care of.
I'm going to do that right now.
All right?
All right. I love you, Jay.
Hey, I love you too, man.
Okay.
Take care.
See ya.
That was very good advice. Very good advice you gave.
Well, I've been to a lot of doctors and been in a lot of scrapes.
Yeah.
So, and my health is not that, it's not bad, but it's not good. Mary will get mad if I say this, but I have calcification around my heart, and one part of my heart's enlarged. But it's been that way since I've been probably 18.
Well, so you're still here and you're looking good. So
yeah, so I'm getting better as time goes on. All right, let's go to Tim in Fort Collins. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I was happy to hear someone talking about long johns. You know, in this cold weather. Dressing in layers and just being prepared for it when you go on out, that helps folks a lot. But what I really wanted to call about and talk to you about briefly was, the resolution that's before the Senate. And although many of us recognize that it's a process, and for me, where they're headed to with this one is too weak, I would like to just have our senators be held accountable. If we look at the difference between Salazar, who is working for this first step of the process, to get the sense of the Senate opposed to what the president is doing. We have Allard doing what he has been doing for the whole Bush presidency, that is to not tie his hands, look the other way, and not hold him accountable, which hasn't served the president well. And in one sense, I would like folks to call Senator Allard and congratulate him for, you know, deciding to leave the Senate after 2008 when his term is up. But perhaps you could do us a bigger favor and leave early.
I don't think that's going to happen. I agree with you. As soon as he goes, it's fine with me. But I don't think he's going to leave early. I don't think that would happen. And
but it's a sense of the folks, you know, just to have him know that, you know, he went through this campaign two times. In fact, you know, this idea of the workhorse, and we ought to start painting on him and whoever else might want to use that kind of a analogy. You know, the workhorse you often see has blinders on too. You know, and someone's pulling the strings up there, and so really we could morph that into a puppet, and so they won't be tempted to use that foolish approach again.
Well, I'm with you about him, and then not only do we have him to deal with and contend with, then we've got. It looks like Scott McGinnis is going to run, and I think we should ask Scott about his ethics problems, and I think we should fully ask him why it is that he took money out of his campaign to pay his wife when he didn't really have a campaign, and even though the Federal Elections Commission questioned him about those payments to his wife, Lori, they called it kind of a low-priority complaint. And of course,
accountability and responsibility.
Right, exactly.
Failure.
Right, exactly. And he kind of makes up this whole thing about how well it was harassment. But I definitely think you're right. I mean, Allard is, you know, the sooner he's gone, the better off we'll be. And McGinnis is no one who should be running for Senate in this state.
I agree. And to keep pressing this accountability, you know, that all the stuff about where the money went in Iraq, and nobody can account for anything. And this president, you know, the buck doesn't stop there. No one knows where it stops.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you where it stops. It stops in the pockets of Parsons and other big corporations who are over there ripping the rest of us off. Thank you, Tim.
Bye. Thanks again. Good
All
luck
right.
with your health.
Thanks. I'll need it. Okay. Let's take a look at slippery, slidey traffic with Rick Morgan. Rick?
Thanks, Jay. Well, if you were hoping to hit the slopes today, headed up into the high country along I-70, your ride's going to be hampered. We still have westbound lanes shut down at Downeyville in the Georgetown area, that rolled tanker, and the fuel spill being cleaned up right now. You have a detour along the frontage road, but you're going to find
voice,
that very, very backed up. CDOT discouraging travel along both I-70 and 285 in the mountains due to the very poor driving conditions. Here in the city, still clear in a wreck southbound 225 between Parker and Yosemite, and westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike near Cherryvale. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and cold, high of 13. Right now, mostly sunny, minus 3. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Bank asks, when's your save day? When you take the money you would have spent and don't. Because over...
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail. A chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out. A chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
In Ken's report, you'll learn the most common mistakes investors make. Mistakes that could be costing you a lot of money. This is the kind of valuable information that Fisher Investments shares with high net worth investors like you, who value personal communication and exceptional money management services. To get your copy of this important free report, The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, call 1-800-700-7741. That's 1-800-700-7741. 1-800-700-7741.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. And, well, good morning to you too, Jack. Good morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny day, high of 16. It's cold out there. And vote on our poll question, our weather-related poll question. Go to am760.net and go to the J. Marvin page, and you can do that. Let's get back on the phones, and let's go to, where are we going here? Let's go to Jack in Greeley. Jack, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Now, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I'm glad you're making such a good recovery, too. We're all happy about that.
Thanks.
This isn't for everybody. It's not safe for some people, but I set my thermostat at 50. I've done it to save money. And then I have been able to snowshoe ever since the snow fell right before Christmas. And that's good exercise, and that'll warm you up. Burns lots of calories.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that, though. I'd probably fall down.
Oh, no. Well, I've got some real stable ones. I got a broken back, so I've got these special MSR ones. Well, I don't know if I can mention a brand name. But anyway, they're super stable, you know, with those side teeth and all of that.
So how far do you snowshoe every day?
Oh, probably a couple of, not every day, but two and a half miles around a park. I don't have to drive anywhere. I just go from the apartment.
Man, don't you get cold?
No, because I dress in layer, and I sweat when it's cold. So I have to open up the zipper in the jacket and all. So anyway, that's a good way to deal with this cold, you know, make some lemonade. And one other thing I forgot to tell John. We got Angie coming up here today to the Well Democrats meeting as an honored guest.
Oh, do you really?
Nice.
Good for
yeah.
you. Will you tell her I said hello?
I will, and I will give you a report.
Yeah, definitely. She's got to run again against Marilyn.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and of course, Marilyn, there's talk she may not run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that,
when
too.
She gets her pension lined up, you know.
Well, I wonder who would, if she doesn't run, I wonder who would contest for that seat.
No, they're talking Ken Buck, the DA.
Oh, yeah, what's his story? I don't know much about him.
Oh, well, it's a long story.
Oh, yeah? Well, write it to me.
Okay.
But I hope she'll decide to go do it again. I hope she'll decide to try to run again, because we came so close this last time.
Yeah, and I'd just wrecked it all. She'd have won if it hadn't been for.
Yeah, you know, that guy is, I don't know what he's trying to do. I do know what he's trying to do. You know what he's trying to do? Get his 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes of ego off. That's what he's trying to do.
Well, he's talked about running again, too.
Oh, I'm sure he will, because he can't get any attention any other time except an election cycle.
Right.
Other than that, he's just himself, and nobody really cares about him one way or the other until he injects his nose into it. But if people had bothered to go look at his website, he's a big Bush suck-up supporter, and he'll tell you that he isn't, but go look at what he writes. I mean, he's, you know.
Oh, yeah, I had him figured out. Of course, he's that Buford employee at Reagan hack, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's just, you know, he's more of the same. But he'll be back again, because that's how he gets his ego taken care of.
Yep.
All right, man. Hey, stay out of trouble, and let me know what goes on.
I'll send you an email.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, have a great weekend, Jay.
All right, see ya.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Andrew in Denver. Andrew, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
Everybody complains about the ice on the roads and 6 inches of thick ice and potholes. Why don't we just use salt like they do on the East Coast?
Well,
I mean, salt melts through the roads. The black ice is gone.
Yeah,
we have pile-ups here.
Tell on your car, though.
Yeah,
but so what? A little bit of rust? We got 30-car pile-ups here. In Colorado.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop. But it doesn't stop it a little bit. I mean, it keeps going until you cut it out or stop it. But yeah, I've often wondered why they don't. I've lived in places where they've used salt.
Chicago,
yeah,
you know.
I know it. I don't know. I don't know what the explanation for that is. John, do you know what
the problem?
Well, part of the problem with salt is the environmental degradation.
Yeah, it does. It has impact. He's right about that.
And also the stuff they've got now, it's a replacement for mag chloride and ice slicer. I forget the name of this new stuff.
In 10 years, we're going to find out that stuff's cancer. It's blasting up
yeah.
to our air systems.
But they got something now they claim works better than anything.
But you know what? They don't spread it. I mean, where are they? They weren't anywhere around this morning.
Yeah. Where were they? I didn't see
They're running out of it, I think.
They don't even put the plows down, and you don't even see them on the roads.
Yeah, like I said, I saw one plow this morning all the way down from Boulder.
I saw no plows.
These roads in Denver, if they throw salt on them, that would melt in one day.
I know.
It melts all the way through that.
I know. It's ridiculous. I mean, I agree. But listen, I tried to raise that when I came back from being sick, and everybody called up here, Andrew, and shouted me down. Well, they didn't shout me down, but they all objected. And they said they don't want to pay the extra money, and this doesn't happen every single winter, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you know what? This may be the new life under climate change.
That's right.
So maybe we ought to get ready for it. I mean, I don't think what you're raising here is a bad idea. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
Right. Okay. Bye.
Stay warm.
Put your money in Long John stock.
All right. The only thing I have to say at this point is have a great weekend.
Yes.
And go Bears. Even though I won't be watching the Super Bowl.
I'll be watching it. I'll go for you.
All right. I'll be watching probably A1 Grand Prix, which is not politically correct to like motorsports.
And Rent Sexy Beast, if you can.
And Rent Sexy Beast. Don't let the kids watch it. It's not a kids' film.
No.
And please, Santa Claus or whoever, could you bring me a Tesla electric sports car for Christmas, Hanukkah?
If I win the lottery, I'll buy you one.
Yeah. It's only $100,000. Come on. Somebody out there has got $100,000. All right. Have a great weekend. Al Franken, I believe, is back today and is next.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-